Blog Talk Radio.
Get fired up to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting perfusers around, and it's not just Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, AR great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas poetic niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mellow Mahalo. Bay hits them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, yo boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyra. The away ain't no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke though with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke though with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright,
so don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder cappy of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, are you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high from Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke though with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 you can satisfy.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight? I want to thank y'all for joining me again for another Big Eddie Rush discussion talk show. It's Friday night, so we're going to try to do something here and see what's happening. A little aggravated tonight, so I'm going to just go on here and just, let me see if we got some hands up. I'm going to start it off like that tonight. Let's see who we got here. 708-4199.
The one and only Camp 18, baby.
What up, Steve? I got a 248. Anything, man. 248-8504. Who we got?
Got Big Tim, Eddie. Big Tim.
Okay, what up, Tim? How you feel tonight, man?
Yes, sir. All righty, all righty.
Yes, sir. Just trying to get this show on the road a little bit, man. I don't know who all we got on here, what all we got to talk about, but I do know. I do know that we might get a chance to get that grease hot at least one time. You know, it all depend on how many people might got something to add to it, because I know it was a little street racing, but I guess a lot of new guys that came out and started joining in, I don't really know their names or none of them like that, so somebody else, if they feel like they want to put them in the grease, I'll do the chefing, or, you know, I definitely turn the heat on. I got a lot of mics and popped up open right now. I'm trying to get things situated here. Y'all just bear with me for a minute. That's Steve, you working hard, man? Steve at work, working hard, as he always do. Come through on Friday night. 773-0537. 773-0537. Mike is
what's
open.
Happening, Big 773.
I ain't got a caller, so now. Let me just hit this one.
Oh,
what'd you say?
Man. Good evening, everybody.
Oh, man. Oh, not the green.
What's up with you gentlemen today, man?
Hey, thank you, Lil Mark. What's happening with you, man?
I'm just glad to make another day on this.
Your phone, right now, your phone sound a little rough. It might clear on up, Mark.
See what I can do.
No, just keep talking, man. Sometimes a little static. Hey, Tim, they was kind of hard on you today, man. What was that all about?
Ain't nothing unusual. It's just that it was my day. It was my day.
Ooh-wee, buddy. I mean, all day long. They told you doing all day long.
I tried to stand in there, but it was a little rough.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. Yeah, man. So everybody know what they say they call, what they call Sunday night, Big Maga. They go to do their thing now on Sunday.
Soul Food Sunday.
Big Mark.
Soul Food Sunday.
I know that's right. I know that's right, man. Soul Food Sunday. And then they get to get there, huh? I know Shorty
all the way to the brand
sign twice.
All the way to the brand sign. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Yes, I know Shorty went out there and took care of his business and knocked two of them off. And who else did that? Somebody else went out there and won more. Zay went out there with that Audi and beat that Camaro. Oh, man, you know. All right. But, man, I don't want to need to have bad news, but I was looking at the news one day, man. I don't know if anybody else caught it. Checking out the news, and they showed somewhere where the guys was street racing, but they was like in a big parking lot like we used to be at the Grand Bazaar. And wherever they were, the police blocked off all the entrances. And they laid spike strips at all the entrances and arrested everybody.
Because they were down in Atlanta, right?
Getting the flat tire.
They were down in Atlanta, right?
I
think it was.
Okay, yeah.
I think
yeah,
it was.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get the location, but I know they said,
yeah.
You know, when they caught mine when they said something about the parking lot and how they laid the spike strips and arrested people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that was down in Atlanta. But my question to y'all is, maybe y'all can answer this for me. Now, y'all heard about the shooting down in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Okay. There was 8 people got shot. 6 of them were Asian. I don't know what the
women.
Other 2 were.
Right.
And
I think they said one was black.
Might have been, you know, I don't know about the other 2. But the
right.
police captain said it wasn't a hate crime. He was just having a bad day.
Yeah.
What kind of motherfucking
right.
shit is that?
Well, what I heard him say, a kid, he said they were still investigating and they don't know if it was a hate crime. But it was so obvious, everybody can see that, but they got to go through all that normal. Huh? They got to go through their normal protocol, but I don't think the black supervisor, whatever you want to be, I don't know if he would be that dumb to say that it's not a hate crime, but I thought he said
No, I don't think so.
That wasn't a black guy.
It was a white guy. It was a white guy that they showed.
It was in 2 locations. One was the sheriff and one was the other. The black guy.
Captain of the
Republic. Yeah, because he was in a white shirt with 2 gold stars.
I don't get that.
Well, you
they
know,
don't,
I don't get it.
So they suspended him.
Right.
Yeah.
He definitely said it because they suspended his ass.
Oh, yeah, they showed him. It was recorded.
Well, see, now watch this.
Yeah.
Let me throw this at you, kid. Now do you know why black people cannot get a good, fair, I won't say a trial, they can't even get a break because the people who are in leadership, they full of crap, man. You know?
Man, Tim House, I've been around a long time. They got laws
sir.
For black folks and they got laws for white folks.
Yes, sir.
And you can't make me believe it's nothing different.
But people they don't want to believe it because they didn't see it. But when they saw that Floyd guy get killed when the man choked him with his knee, they saw
right.
it for themselves. They couldn't say that it wasn't, well, the man did this. And now they're coming up with all kind of crap trying to mess. Oh, he was on drugs. He never resisted arrest.
They
people
that.
Had. Yeah, and they kind of go back, what, his death was because of his drug use or whatever.
Yep.
The man.
That's the cop out.
That's it. It's the underplay for the overplay.
Yep. I'm saying, how could that man come out and say it wasn't a hate crime? The guy was just having a bad day. You'd been better off not saying a goddamn thing.
Yeah, he said a bad day, yeah.
He having a bad day.
Yeah, the guy, the shooter was having a bad day.
The one had the bad day.
Yeah,
the
shooter was having a bad day.
The one had the bad day. Right.
How in the fuck can that?
Did you hear what they said before? Did you hear what they said also?
Ahead.
They say before they even, they haven't mentioned nobody's name, the people that got killed, but they already saying they was prostitutes.
That he was what? Prophet. I didn't.
The ladies that they that he killed were prostitutes.
Oh. So they deserve to die because he chooses to.
Right. So what they trying to do is make people say, oh, they wasn't worth nothing no way. So people are harming it. This is what they do all the time.
Right.
All the time.
Right. Yep. Like I said, I don't believe how that captain let that shit come out of his mouth.
Because guess what?
Not saying a goddamn thing.
It was in his heart. It eventually came out.
Yep.
A leper can't hide his spots all the time, though.
You're right. A leper can't never hide his goddamn spots.
So that's what's in him.
And
watch this. If one of his officers had shot and killed a black man, you know what? They'd have swept it under the rug just like he's doing now. Oh, well, you know, he's having a bad day. Well, the black guy must have been doing something wrong and all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Yeah, buddy.
So it gets to be rough.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Yeah, they rough.
All I can see is welcome to America.
Yeah, you're right.
And watch this. All this time, and I'm going to say something that probably get me in trouble, all this time we thinking that the United States is getting better, and actually it was getting worse. All this undercover racism, all this junk was just hid. And then that four-year guy who came in and he became our a leader. He just exposed it.
I call his name that orange motherfucking clown. I call his name.
he messed this country up, man. You know, if you was gonna be up under them sheets, then you know. But now they just come right out. They don't even give a care. They just do whatever they want to do. Say whatever they want to say on TV.
Right
out on national news. Having a bad day. Well, I don't think that it's in that, you know, the Democrats did this and all this old stupid stuff that they're doing.
Yep. Yeah, man.
Man, I
had to catch two news channels, goddammit, to make sure I heard what I heard.
Yes, sir.
He was having a bad day.
I wonder what Chuck had the next. I wonder if Chuck going to fry dog. I wonder if he going to fry dog.
Oh, man.
Hey, Eddie, I wonder.
What happened to dog,
dumb
man? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you, for the show, I wanted to ask a dumb question. What I really wanted to give a shout-out. You know, I realize that when you're in this world and we racing or grudge racing or just in general, it's good to have people who are seniors and got, they calm, they don't let things upset them. They can come to you and help teach you how to see things, don't react to things. And, you know, so like today, I was glad that I had someone to come in and talk to me and tell me, you know, don't get into that mess, you know. So it's just one of those things. So.
For Tim House, I'm going to tell you. I was brought up, you're never too old to learn.
Right.
That's right.
That's where I was brought up.
Hey.
That's right.
What happened, all y'all? This is Crazy Jerry, yo.
Here come the champ. Here come the champ.
Big Eddie.
I'm shaking
my head. I'm shaking my head at you, man. I'm disappointed in you tonight, man.
you really disappointed me tonight, man.
Huh?
Oh, man.
Huh?
What
you slipping, man.
You
slipping, man. I mean, I know we all older. We getting up in age, man. You don't never supposed to go, I wonder where Chuck at. Normally, you put that quack. You put the duck down out for him, man. What the fuck happened, man? I need
to do some work tonight, Terrio. I don't want to run him off. I need to do some work tonight, man.
Oh, man.
Man, I love it when you put that quack. Let me call Chuck. I was looking for you to say, let me call Chuck.
Man, shut your bitch ass up. Man. You don't even know how to lock in a race, bitch. Shut up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, man. This is
stupid ass up. You don't even know how to lock in a race, bitch. You don't
even
know how to lock in a race, motherfucker, with your stupid ass.
This
you on camera, on radio, you stupid motherfucker
like
with that retarded ass. Look at your face.
Hey.
You fucking
okay.
Retard. You
but guess what, though?
Dollar,
I'm a
little
kid. I'm all that.
Like
yes, I am. I'm all,
hey,
I'm all that, sir. But I'm playing in the game. Are you playing? Are you playing in the game?
You ain't doing shit.
Dang.
You ain't doing shit.
I didn't race.
Oh,
it.
Man.
Hey, Donator. I'll take my Jeep and stick it right up your ass, bitch. What you want to do?
Damn. Not the shark tail.
How you going to do it? I need a little something. I'm a speed.
What you want to do?
I need a little something for
what you
want to
do?
Young gun.
Well, take your bitch ass to go to the senior citizen house then, bitch.
Lord have mercy. Very disrespectful.
Hey.
Hey,
Can't you tell how calm I am that right now that I'm on something else?
But I'm
asking
you.
Because if I wasn't on what I'm on
okay,
now,
okay,
I would tear
okay,
your
okay,
bitch
okay,
ass up.
Okay. 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 Wait. I'm bringing it down to your level then. Terry, are you ready to do what you said earlier?
No, I'm on something else. You don't understand. Right
oh,
now, I'm
you
on
the
best of something else. Yes, sir. But no, I don't like this level. I like you calling me every bitch, dumbass, donating motherfucker.
No.
I need you to
I like
that.
This level. I like it. I'm going to speak in your tone right now. Okay? Because I don't want you to feel like that I'm trying to bully you. Okay?
You can't bully me.
Okay?
You're a bitch-ass
okay.
little kid.
Okay?
How can you bully
okay.
me? Huh? You want to be like me. You want to be
take my Jeep and stick it up your ass.
There you go. Now. That's what I want.
Keep your hood closed, bitch.
You going to drive it?
What's
you
the point?
Drive it?
When you gonna lock, are you going to lock in tonight?
Are you going to drive it?
Are you going to lock in tonight?
Yes. Are you going to drive it?
Are you going to lock in and run your head up tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm going to run your head up to the ace. Two cars move, it's a race. I mean, a truck and a Jeep move, it's a race. Truck and a car move, it's a race. Yes, I will.
Yeah. Two cars move, it's a race. Head up to the ace.
Would you drive?
Come on.
For Sunday. For Sunday.
No, for tomorrow.
Huh?
Tomorrow.
Oh, no,
tomorrow.
Man.
I want to do it yesterday.
No.
Really,
no.
I want to do it tonight. I really want to do it tonight.
Nah, I tell you, I'm on something right now.
Okay.
I can't
let's
do it
tomorrow.
Either, cause I can't do it tomorrow. I'm on something.
Oh, okay. You gonna have to
I'll
talk
be free.
To me.
I like what them young boys said. Soul Food Sunday. I like that. I like how you young
okay,
boys
okay,
coming out
okay,
now.
Okay. Okay.
I like that
okay,
Soul Food
okay, well,
Sunday.
Okay. Okay. Well, then talk to me either. Okay. Talk to me tomorrow then.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now get your bitch nerd ass off the line, cause you don't belong on here any goddamn way,
motherfucker. I really want to whoop your ass tonight. That's what I want to do. I want to fuck you up tonight.
No, Pumpkin Spray fuck me up tonight, but they was good. She was good to me though.
Oh, okay.
Real good
okay.
to me.
That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get it. So you can keep on donating, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you a question. Sunday, do you want a double dose? You want some of that alley, dude?
What do you mean?
Huh?
I want you first.
You want some of that?
I want you to the
you want
show
some
first.
Of that alley, too? You can
I
have me first.
To
that's
show
cool.
First.
That's cool.
I just told you,
that's
I want
cool.
ticket to the show
wait,
first.
Okay, then you want me to have them on standby just in case you change your mind?
Yeah.
Even though I doubt it very seriously. But
okay.
It can be on standby.
Okay. See how easy that was.
Hey, Donator, When I scold, fuck you, then what you going to do?
Keep on racing. It don't matter.
You going to go back and win the league?
Why wouldn't I come back? Yeah, why wouldn't I come back?
Are you going to go back to win the same night?
The same day? No. Why would I go back the same day?
I said win or lose.
That's the matter with you young motherfuckers. If y'all take this shit too personal, you take a loss.
But I'm just asking.
And you start crying. You go sell cars. Baby. You go send your cars out and do, you reconstruct your whole cars. If you go a whole year without racing, with just saying fuck out. Because you take a loss that's so serious, instead of saying that there was the better vet, I mean the better man, instead of saying that, you go and do that y'all can't take losing. Look at you. You haven't beaten Shorty in 3 years. You stopped racing and went and bought a motorcycle and damn near killed yourself. You young motherfuckers can't take losing. It's just y'all fucked up. This generation is really fucked up. My best buddy, old Ross. Tim House, help me out.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm talking to Tim House. I'm talking
to Tim House.
Be respectful to that thing. Tim House, what happened? My
best buddy, old buddy,
went down there and ran the other guy and haven't raced yet. I mean, this new generation can't take a loss. Now, what happened once you lost to Junior or whatever? You got right back in the ring real quick, didn't you? Didn't you, Tim House?
Yes, sir.
I mean, this young generation don't fucking belong, man. They belong with they kind, man. It's like werewolves and vampires. The motherfuckers that vampires don't belong with us.
Hey, Terry, yo, there's a bunch of old motherfuckers don't belong in this bitch either.
There you go, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, but hold it. Yeah. I'm saying it right, though. Then you said, it's a lot of new of these young motherfuckers and some old motherfuckers.
He looking for some validation, even though the same young motherfucker who we talking about just gapped his motherfucking
photo family car. I'm talking about the young people in general, Chuck. Hey, or some of the older guys, you said, Chuck, don't they just take a loss and just want to hang themselves and they just stop racing and shit and all like that? They just don't belong,
But I mean, you know, it's for all of them, man.
Oh, you talking about like how you start racing?
Take a ass whooping,
how?
You know.
You see what I'm saying?
How? Yeah. What are you saying, though?
It ain't no young old.
Chuck
ain't
blow my ass out. Chuck blow my ass out and I'm right back in the ring. Oh, bitch ass
nerd.
Chuck blow my ass out. I got right back in the ring and a whoop mouse ass. I didn't go by a motorcycle or a scooter and try to be evil and bust myself.
Come on, motherfucker. Hey, nigga. Hey, listen here, man. Why don't you stop fronting, man? When the last time you got in
what
the ring? In Ohio.
The last time I got in the ring? Okay, in Ohio. You got to have an opponent to play with.
Ah, here you go. You calling beers and shit. You calling motherfuckers who shit because you know ain't ready, man. Why don't you stop fronting, man?
What are you talking about, the last year?
You're fronting, man.
How are you talking about that?
V-Bobby was trying to lock your ass in with three lucky cars. You don't want none of that. Goddamn, you're real safe, man. Stop fronting, man.
You're fronting, man. You looking for something dead, man. You want something sweet, man. Stop fronting, man. You know how you telling me to drive and shit like that? You want something sweet. But I'm going to give it to you, though, motherfucker. Come on. I'm going to fuck you up.
Okay, well, Sunday then. I'll be playing in Monte Carlo Sunday. The young boys call it Soul Food Sunday.
But that's cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
I bet you don't go.
I bet you don't go, though.
Well, you be out there and see.
I know. I bet you ain't going to go. No, give me a reason to be out there, motherfucker.
Look at the aggression. Do you see the way you said motherfucker that you sound, though?
No, I'm just saying. I want you to give me a reason, though.
The way you go.
No, but I want you to give me a reason, though, man.
Do that.
That's all.
You think you sound tough, man.
That's all.
Bitch-ass nerve,
I'm not trying to sound tough. What are you talking about? I don't want to be tough, motherfucker. I don't want to be tough.
I know what tough people end up at, motherfucker. I don't want to be tough, baby.
Let me. I'm talking about this race game. I ain't talking about what.
I don't
want to
be tough.
I'm talking about I'm not
one
in the
I wanna be tough. I wanna be
I'm
tough.
Going on
I ain't know you had to sound tough to win, me. Motherfucker. I didn't know that.
No,
what the fuck you talking about?
I'm on mute, man.
Okay. Bye bye, dummy.
Uh oh. What happened?
What then what y'all talking about tonight, Ed?
Oh, we were just talking in general. Tim had just came up with a question, and
what's that?
You came on. I don't know if Tim ever got his ass out. What were you saying, Tim? You there?
I was saying, you know, when we in situations like sometimes maybe even like with situations like with Terrio or me or Chuck or you, it can get out of hand. And I said, I'm glad to have people around me who might be cool-minded, and they can see where it's going to go. And I said, it's good to always have somebody like that, man, to tell you, back up, don't get involved, shut up, leave it alone, because it's going to get out of control or get out of hand. And I said, you know, I noticed that, you know, they put a bad rap on the senior veterans, but they haven't been there and done that, man. They know how to stay cool and calm under this, because see, in this grudge world, it's rough.
Hey,
Tim, I want you to stop it, man.
Hey, Tim, you ain't taking your own motherfucking advice.
That's what I said. I said I'm glad that I even today,
I told you,
I got my butt
last year, leave them motherfuckers alone because they just going to aggravate you. Then they go back and forth with these silly motherfuckers about nothing.
Wait,
you ain't taking your own goddamn advice.
No, that's not what I said. Watch this. When you see people, wait a minute.
That's an hour.
Okay, hey Chuck. What I'm saying is...
My bad. I'm on mute. I can't unmute. My fault. I'll go back on mute.
Well, get on mute, goddammit.
Yeah. Just like if you might
say your
kid...
I was trying to find some kids.
Get on mute.
Yay.
Go ahead, Tim.
Okay. I was saying, just like sometime with your kids, you might have to tell them 3 or 4 times to do something, and it takes time to sink in. Once it sink in... You good, but that's what you have to do. That's why we have patience with people. Everybody ain't gonna get it all the time. Just because you say it, it don't mean that. But when you feel you find, and sometimes you don't have to be in a bad situation to get it. That's all. Like today, you know. I that's why I brought it up, because obviously it sunk in.
But you know what, Tim? Sometimes you think, Grace, that it do sink in and you have the time to listen, because that's like the situation that happened earlier part of the week where people got involved and it got all the way settled down. And sometimes, you know, as you get older, it ain't about being tough like that bitch-ass nerd was just on the phone trying to sound tough. You know, you just let shit fly away.
Hey, Tim.
And it go away.
Hey, Tim. But how many times have you heard the midget bitch tell this stupid ass motherfucker to calm the fuck down? He's a stupid motherfucker. He's an old fool. That's why I call him an old fool. Because, hey, look. He fall right back into his old habits. He's a dumb bitch. He's been doing the same shit for the last past 30, 40 years. Ain't shit changed with this motherfucker right here. So he trying to make it a generational thing. But he's the living example of what the fuck he trying to talk about. He's a stupid motherfucker. You done heard Skin. You done heard the midget bitch tell this dumb motherfucker 1,000 times.
That's always.
That he's a stupid motherfucker. Now it's on video, you a stupid motherfucker,
but that's
man.
That's always. But okay, but hold it.
But this one of the reasons
video
why
do?
You can't speak for yourself and why you need that.
I mean,
you see what I'm saying? This is why you need that.
Okay.
As an old
but
fool.
Are you jealous because
you
don't have one? Are you jealous because
you
don't have one?
See, but you see what I'm saying? I don't want one. I don't want one. I don't need one.
Okay, well,
I don't need
maybe
one.
I do.
I don't need one.
Maybe I do.
As an old fool, though. See,
no,
but
what
see,
what
see, but that, see, but
I'm still
see, but how could you
game,
fix
though.
Your mouth? How could you fix your dick-sucking mouth to talk about a young generation? But, motherfucker, you doing the exact same thing?
Because y'all wow.
Why are you
y'all
worried about it?
No
racing. But you know what you need to do? You need to look
I'm
at the man in the mirror. You see what I'm saying? You need to look at the man in the mirror, motherfucker, instead of trying to
that's
get some motherfucking
that's
advice.
Listen what Tim's saying.
You out of all motherfucking people should be the last nigga on the planet Earth
why?
To try to get somebody some motherfucking advice, man.
Why?
But watch this, guys.
Use
guys,
your own
this.
Advice,
I
man.
I learned something. Wait a minute. Watch this.
Have I
learned
any
something
problems?
Other, wait a minute. Hold on. I learned something the other day. They said that the man was a crackhead, and he said, don't smoke crack. They told him, man, ha-ha, they laughed. How you going to tell me not to smoke crack?
Somehow.
And you smoking crack. And I said, watch this. And then the man said, look at my life. Do you really want to be like me? He says, no, then don't smoke crack. I can tell you something because
Timmy,
I've been there. I've done that. That's all. Huh?
I get what you're saying, okay? But this stupid motherfucker right here, he needs to take his own advice. He trying to put himself
why?
On the pedal so that
it's
he needs
good,
not to be
it?
On. He needs
why
to look
not?
In the motherfucking mirror.
What pedal? Okay, then what
okay.
Pedal stuff I'm trying to put myself
you need to look
on?
At it, motherfucker,
you're
hitting the
Mayday look at my
button indirectly.
Let me listen.
You're looking for
let
the motherfucking sympathy, motherfucker. You want motherfuckers to co-sign you
pedal.
Based on age.
I'm
a motherfucker to co-sign you because the motherfucker that's 50-plus
hey.
Or whatever to co-sign you
hey.
Because the way that you try to frame a narrative. Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah. These young motherfuckers, this, that, and the other. You see what I'm saying?
God bless me.
Why don't you stop it, man? Why don't you stop that shit, man?
And having
huh?
a ball. And having a ball. So
you see what
I'm
saying?
I'm not pretty much
but,
them,
but got you back to your old ways, though, baby.
And what ways is that? Can you
back
explain
to your old
ways. That is? Now, can you explain
you know what they are.
You've
been doing it for a long time,
I don't
man.
Know.
You've been doing it for
you.
A long time. God damn.
I'm bad to you. No, but you said I'm bad to your old ways. Can you tell me about
it? They donated. They donated. Hey, don't
no,
that's why you
tell
need
me
a dad.
What you're talking about.
Tell that's
me,
why you
tell
need
me
a dad.
Tell me what old ways I'm on. Excuse me, sir. Can
that's
you
all.
Please
that's
tell
all
me the old that. Ways that you're talking about?
What you're attempting to do right now. That, you need
what?
A dad.
What?
You want to have your dad speak for you right now?
Can you? No.
Huh?
I'm asking you, can you tell me the old
huh?
ways? That I'm on.
See that,
sir.
You see.
Oh,
you see,
are
you
talking
you
about
see,
the old ways
see,
of racing?
See,
oh, yeah, well, I'm going to stay on the old ways.
See, look,
I've been trying to race from
look.
Day one.
No. You ain't trying
okay,
to race.
Okay, then what
well,
old ways?
You ain't trying to race. Why you ain't get the race off with? Why didn't you get the race off with the Mustang? Huh?
Because I didn't knock into that Mustang.
Huh?
I just told you.
Huh? But even your dad said the car you even the person who you locked in with and your dad agreed that he said that the car was black. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Wow.
You just
I'm gonna put
out.
It to you that this way here. Oh, what if
yeah.
I wiggled out, was I incredibly smart or incredibly stupid if I was able to wiggle out no harm, no
well,
which was
well, you know,
if I wiggled out,
on the person
was I
saying
incredibly
it?
Smart?
You're supposed to say
or,
that. You're supposed
oh,
to say that because
okay.
You're the one that pulled the
okay,
caper.
Then.
You're supposed to say that.
If I pulled the caper, then what came out of the caper?
But
I'm asking you a question.
But
what
well,
came
well,
out of
what?
The caper?
Well, you know what? Well, you know what? The world would never know. Only what you and your compadres put out there. You know what I'm saying? But the
oh,
world would never really
but
know.
But you're trying to find out, though. But
you know what I'm saying?
But we haven't fucked.
No, I'm not. I really don't give a fuck.
But
I really don't give a fuck.
Bringing it up.
I was
going to
because you know
up.
The reason why? Because you know what? Because you bring up shit that don't have nothing to do with you. So why? So how come when
man.
I do it, it's a problem? You know?
Because you's a young dummy.
I'm just asking the
you
question.
Is what we talking
I'm
about.
I'm a dummy.
You is exactly what we talk about. A young fool okay. that want to be in something that don't
we?
Belong.
Who the fuck
you
is we?
Belong.
You French now?
The,
you
the
French
older
now?
Generation.
When are you going to learn to stand up on your own
like
two feet, baby,
Miles,
on your two crooked-ass
I mean,
legs?
What Tim House had brought up the question. The Tim House, the Chucks, the Big Eddies, and all of
no,
all
no,
the
no,
things
no, no,
that...
No, no,
all,
no. But
all
you and I having a conversation, though, baby.
But it's about more than you and I. The picture is bigger than you and I, dumbass nerd. It ain't about you and I. You
is
ain't
it really? Is it really?
The
but,
you're not even racing in the game, man.
I'm trying to raise you.
You should even be a spoke. You should even
I'm trying
be
to raise you, though.
In the game. That's what your mouth
I'm trying
says.
To run you.
Okay,
man. And I'm
going to
play your game.
Sunday.
So I'm
going to
play your
Sunday.
Game. Two cars move with the race,
driving.
Motherfucker.
As
I like that.
As long as you drive it. Okay, then.
Yes.
On Sunday,
how many times I
got to
say it, motherfucker?
Okay.
You want me to say it in Spanish? French?
Okay.
God damn.
Okay. On Sunday.
See, but I'm ready
I'll
like
be
yesterday,
to play with you. I'm not
ready like yesterday, though.
I'm not ready to Sunday. Sunday.
Are you going to lock me in, though? Are you going to lock me
Soul
in tomorrow?
Soulful Sunday. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have my dad down the phone, and then you're going to have somebody on the phone that's going to bounce for yours, and we're going to have a lovely time. Okay?
That's cool.
Now, are you
that's
done?
Cool.
Can you let any nomad show when it's not about you and I, you dumbass, bitch-ass nerd? The picture is bigger than you and I. You nothing
okay,
in this
dummy.
Game. You don't even race in this
okay,
game. You,
and I guess you
lost
are.
Three times.
And I guess you're
you
something.
Lost three times.
And I guess
you
are something.
And brought a motorcycle.
And I guess you're something.
Jump over cars and you damn near killed yourself.
And I guess you're something, huh? You're something, huh?
Still
who
racing.
The fuck are you? Who are you? Who the
a
fuck are you?
Still girl. Trying to drive race. A person that's still
see,
trying
who the fuck
to drive
you,
race.
Though? No. No, no, no. You got to phrase it different. No, no. You just a dumb motherfucker who still donate.
Okay. Okay, well, I don't know. Okay.
You ain't nothing.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to try to donate to the Nerd Claw Sunday. How about that?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I hope you stick to your word. I hope you just not.
Okay.
I hope you on the phone because the show recorded. So I hope you just not front.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, can you get them this show back?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah.
Okay, because
yeah.
it's bigger than you and
okay.
I, nerd.
Okay.
You don't
okay.
even belong
yeah.
in this
okay.
fucking line, man. I don't even know why you
okay.
on
okay. okay.
But
Eddie, I guess you
nice
think that you position yourself
you
to really
on.
Goddamn tell me some shit like that.
You don't really belong. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, maybe I don't. Maybe I don't. Maybe
okay.
it's time for me to get out, and I'm just too stupid to realize it.
Yeah. Now you can finally say I'm smart.
Okay. 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 Okay, nerds. But as long as I got some turkeys in my pocket, and I'm still feeling the way I'm feeling, I'm here, baby.
I know. And you know what? And you know what? And that goddamn King Zabel be so goddamn excited. He'd be like, man, this damn stupid motherfucker still around.
We
got to run
away.
He'd be excited as a
motherfucker. We got to run away. We got to run away to see who's going to be excited. We got to run away.
Amen. Oh, yeah. I meant to tell you. My brother D got my money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then we got to.
Okay. He got to tell you, right?
Okay.
He got to tell you.
Yeah, I told you.
No, because
away.
You said
we
if I put
close.
In his hand, we automatically, right?
Yeah, we almost there, man. It's a month away. Now, can
oh, okay,
you let
okay,
any nomadic
okay.
show back, man?
Yes, sir.
It ain't about
yes,
you
sir.
And I,
okay.
man. I want to hear what they got to say, man.
Okay,
damn.
Okay.
Dumbass,
okay,
nerd.
Okay. I'm sorry, because you my damn donator. Okay, all right.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Big Eddie, y'all, man. Thank you, Big Eddie. Man, I mean, you just too a nice to hang up on my motherfucker. That's all that is.
Well, this is what the show is for, man. So, you know.
That's all.
If I hang everybody up, won't nobody be able to say nothing. It's hard enough to get motherfuckers to come on here and say something. Shit.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Hey, man, but I heard the new guys.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, man, the new guys.
I was just taking a couple of ass whoopers,
man. That a couple of veterans get some ass whoopers, they're going to be all right. They're going to go back on their side. That's all they need is a couple of ass whoopers.
Sound like
they're
pulling some gangster shit now, though.
It's only a few of us that got just three cars now, you know. Shorty, myself. It's only a few of us that old school is steady doing it with the three cars that they playing with, you know. So we're going to be all right. Come on, motherfucker, hit some side of the head, they're going to be all right. They're going to be real good. Hey. It's just like in that movie Colors. Once the young boy was going down the hill to catch the motherfucking bad guys, and the old man said, "Man, take your time, man. Why fuck one? Why catch one? You catch them all, man. Let's just take our time. You know that we old heads, man. We just gonna take our time and milk these young boys."
Didn't some of the young guns get their motherfucking head chopped off Sunday?
Yeah, buddy. It sure did, Chuck. Jimmy young guys got chopped off twice.
They stepped their ass into the other zone, and the little old vice president lady bust their ass a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's what I've seen on the internet.
But it takes a special kind of veteran to do that, Chuck. You know, a lot of times
I don't want to be bothered with it. Because you ain't racing.
I'm racing, and they was ready to race. The way they want me to do it.
No, I'm just saying, they just wanted to race, and they had a motherfucker that just wanted to get up there and race with them. It didn't take an old motherfucker or a young motherfucker. It just took a motherfucker.
But they didn't choose the young one. They chose the old one.
See, you got to, you're missing the fucking point. It just took a motherfucker to say, "I don't give a fuck. Get your ass down, and I'm going to race. I ain't got to call 15 people to race this car. Get your money up. Get down. And one of us going to get our head busted."
That's all it takes.
It just happened to be the young motherfuckers this time. And they coming back. You know, I don't know them. But they going to keep coming until they get their shit together. See, it don't take 15 motherfuckers to do a race. It just takes two motherfuckers that want to race. See, that's the whole problem right now. Y'all got to, if you want to race, you got to call 15 motherfuckers to race. See? And them motherfuckers, they just said, "Man, we out here to race. Let's go." And that's what they did. They got their head busted. You know, but they put up a good fight. See, that's the difference in street racing and track racing, which track racing fucked up now, too, because everybody got to make a fucking phone call. Them boys went out there and did their thing. I can't take shit from them. You know?
Yes, sir. So why you got to get their name before you can put their ass in the grease, man?
I don't know their fucking name, man. I'll be fucked up on Sunday. I can't watch them motherfuckers.
Now, this is what I see. I listen to Chuck, but watch this. If the young guys really wanted to race, they could have raced any young guy. They came after a veteran, and when they knocked the veteran out, they got a lot of clout. But Tim, they raced, excuse me, please.
They race all the time. They be out there on the
all
street.
All the time.
Thank you, Chuck. So they just wanted to race the motherfucker, and Skin happened to be there, or they called him there, however it went on, and Skin said, "Get your punk ass to the line." And it was just a race. It ain't no old or new or young. It's just motherfuckers just wanted a race.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Tyree.
Oh, man, not, you said, not the
so
hot
great.
Nuts.
Hey, man.
Not
hey,
the
man.
Hot nuts.
Hey,
look, it was. It wasn't.
Tyree
I gotta
be
go
out
back.
There all the damn time.
I
racing,
gotta go
man.
Back on 59th Street and get some more people and get some more money.
Now,
I came to race, and that's what they did.
Now, Tim House, you should be speaking. Now, listen, Tim House, I get it. I get it. You respect the midget bitch, okay? I get it, okay? That's cool, okay? He won. That's great. That's excellent. That's good. He whooped their ass twice. This is true. But, however, what you forgetting to speak upon, you see, you can't kiss so much ass to the simple fact that you get clouded, okay? You seen
okay.
what happened with Beboppy and the dumbass donator. That's what you need to be speaking about. You talking about you're so quick to criticize the young people, but goddamn it, but you're completely glossing over that. What happened with that, sir? And this is two so-called veterans.
I never.
Just like Chuck said. Just like Chuck said, it don't take two. It don't take three and four and five and six, seven people to get a race off. You had two veterans, but one stupid motherfucker with all the stipulations and all this bullshit. Oh, yeah, I got to get somebody else on the phone. I got to do this. I got to do that. Let me get somebody to close. And you go, oh, motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? You conveniently glossing over that. You conveniently glossing over that. But you're so motherfucking quick to try to criticize young people.
I didn't criticize no young
over that
people.
Shit. And that shit on fucking video. These ain't two
oh,
18-year-olds.
Lord,
you talking about? You need to kill
video,
me with your
video.
Ass kissing. I mean, damn, you can give a motherfucker credit, but
God damn.
God damn. You
got
to send me that video, man. You got to send me that video, man.
Huh?
Akio, you got to tag me into that video,
okay.
man. I ain't seen that video.
Look on Big Eddie.
Look on
Big Eddie.
Big Eddie. I never criticized. He just talked that way. I never criticized the young people or nothing like that. I was just saying that they could have raced when they were talking about young people. I said, why did they run young people? They said, now I'm just if they did, it ran skin.
Tonight,
man. Listen, man. Y'all ought to get these young guns some motherfucking credit because they trying to do shit you motherfucking can't do.
Hey, Chuck. Mm-hmm. One thing I can say
what?
To the old-timers. On the Big Eddie show, y'all safe because they don't have my number. So all the old-timers that's concerned about the young guys, y'all safe over here. They don't have the number.
Hey, man, you can call them old. You can call them young. I call the motherfucker racer that the motherfucker want to race. Ain't no motherfucking age.
Yeah,
hey, man. You know. Get your ass to the fucking track, the street, do some racing, lose some money, talk some shit, and go out and race next Sunday like y'all supposed to do.
Yes, sir. 773-7469. Your mic is open.
Tonight's show is being sponsored by Anger
oh,
Management
man.
And AA.
Lord, have mercy. What's up, money?
What's going on, man? Ooh-wee. The kid is the public defender for the youngsters, baby. He on Tim ass like a wet paper bag.
Oh, man, that's who that was, the kid.
Hey, money. And you know what? The kill ain't no motherfucking young punk anyway.
At all.
What?
Oh. At all.
I don't
man,
know
I'm
what
21.
Y'all think he young. Shit.
Terrio call him young all the time. Terrio always call me young punk.
Well,
man.
Shit, Terrio damn near 100.
He ain't young.
Terrio damn near 100. We all young compared to him. Yeah, but them young boys,
hey,
playing
man.
Skin whooped them twice and they whooped them
one. Credit what credit but do, man. That's all.
The young boys, they won the night before, and they trying to race, and they ain't hard to get along with. They ain't harder to get along with Chuck.
No, I mean,
they
you
were,
know what?
They
it's,
talking,
it's the shit.
They were talking
it's
last
the
night. They told Terrio.
To back in
they
the
told
day.
Terrio he had
so
to break. Then they told him he had a car
drink.
To break. They ain't arguing. They ain't hard to get along with, and they ain't doing a bunch of talking.
Yeah.
When they get
yeah.
to, hey, when you get
yeah.
to asking, they'll tell you, okay, tell you what, Terrio, you got your tires on, you got the brake, you got the back tire, you got a car on the brake. Shit, Relly came on there last night and said, I don't give a fuck what y'all got. Give me five and I'm going to race you. They say, you got it. Then he said, well, what y'all coming with? You just said it didn't matter.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they ain't hard to get along with.
29-78,
28, 29-78, Jamaica. Yo, what's happening? Mm. They, hey, I think they try to run you too, Eric.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're trying to run Eric to the eighth. Hey, money. Hey, money. It ain't. I'm just saying, it don't matter fuck how old they is. They just trying to have some fun and race their fucking car.
Hey, Chuck,
we can say that most people on this goddamn phone.
Hey, Chuck, let me tell you something. Money makes shit happen. And them boys has got money, and they trying to make it happen every night that the street is dry.
I see nothing wrong with that. If they can do it, do it, goddamn.
Yeah.
They definitely
don't be bad mouthing. Don't be bad mouthing these little young motherfuckers coming up, man. They finna replace a whole bunch of you weak motherfuckers.
Hey, Chuck. and money got an age on it, but they all spend the same. It's got a date on it, but it all spends the same. Old money, new money.
That's right.
It all spends the same.
Oh, shit, I ain't knocking it at all. I like to look at the damn videos and watch the ass race. They might be getting their ass fucked up, but they out there racing.
But it sounds like you excluded yourself, Chuck.
Hold on, Tim. Let me explain something when you say something stupid. Because you said something stupid. I do not race on the street. But if any of them get a car that will race me, I will accommodate their ass. Just like I'll accommodate your ass whenever you stop being scared.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn.
I got
damn, Chuck,
oh, damn. I don't
How long
give
you
a
been
fuck
holding
what
in,
they do
Chuck?
On the street. I like to watch them, but I will never go on the street. So
you
don't
point,
put
Jeff.
Me in their class.
I
just
I
like
know
what
I
they
asked
doing.
You said
so I'm
them.
Telling you. So I'm telling you when they just call. See?
But,
just like you got
Chuck,
a race car, but you don't want to race me. Nah, how you like
Chuck,
that?
You,
wait a minute, Chuck,
but
I want to Chuck,
that
I want to know how long you been holding that in? Over a year?
Yeah, kid, over a year.
Damn.
He said I don't want to run him. See, I didn't say he's not saying that I'm not racing. He just said I don't want to run him. So I know what I have to do.
Okay. You had a couple of races last year, but it's a whole fucking new year. And I'll be out. So quit fucking ducking and come on. But don't get it confused. I'm only giving them props for racing, Tim. They don't race like I race. They race on
point,
the street or whatever. I only race at the track. I'm too scared to go to fucking jail again.
I heard that.
So,
oh, man, I never know you was a convict.
Oh,
you
man.
They let you out.
Yeah, 11282, goddammit. That's all you got to look up.
Violated, Chuck. I want you coming. What's this?
I'm just saying. I'm not taking nothing from them motherfuckers. They doing their thing.
That's right. That's right. Hey, they just like we was on Instagram. Shit, they coming up into it. That's what we need.
Yeah. So don't knock them young motherfuckers. They doing what most of us ain't doing. We talking shit. They out there trying to do their thing.
But Chuck, I ain't heard nobody knock on for real. I was just trying to figure out what I heard nobody knock on.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm going to tell you another thing. They're doing it with cars that we never dreamt about before.
Hey, that's right. It's like Eric said. They got their whole motherfucking crew behind them. Back in the day, it was 22 motherfuckers out there racing. And when they come out there to race, they have 7-8 stimulus checks with them. Shit.
Oh, man.
We trying to get one.
Do you hear what he said? Well, you don't want to run me, but Chuck knows. He knows. It's not a diss. I'm not sucking. I'm just giving him credit where he need. Chuck know he a top predator. So if he a grizzly, you can say those kind of things. And when you not, you know, you have to get in where you fit in, and you have to take your chances where you can. But Chuck know he a top predator, but he just don't want to accept that.
I cannot be a predator, and I haven't even raced nobody.
Yeah, but you have raced, and you still want to race and all that. And if I had to race, Chuck, I got to be at my A game. I can't come and play games with you.
You was at your A game last time. I just fucked up.
Well,
so what's the problem?
Yeah, but I still got to have my A game.
Chuck said he's trying to rectify that fuck up.
Man, I can't. And so all I'm saying, if a top predator there, you got to be ready for him. You can't be, you know, just playing games with it and just give it away. I want you to earn it.
Hey, Money, where your boy at, man, about the shootout thing, man? I want to put a con in that shootout.
Oh, I don't know where yet. You want me to try to call him? Let me try to call him and see if I can get him on.
Yeah, try to get him on for you. I mean, he can come on my show and talk about the shootout, too. Everybody needs to know.
Uh-oh.
Who is that? Who is that? Eddie, who are you trying to call, Eddie?
You got this from Sam.
Hey, what's his name? Is it AJ?
Yeah, okay.
AJ?
Al Green.
Right, AJ.
That ain't AJ. AJ contract is different and clocks off than yours.
Yeah, I see. I gotta say, Chuck, I ain't trying to run that, and I just want to be a pod. That's all.
He got different contract. He got different contract.
Yeah, man. And I don't even think unless there's something changed. I don't even think he a pod of clock off, but he might be now. I don't know.
That's one hell of an organization. One don't know what the other one's doing.
Man.
Uh-oh. You hear what I'm saying, kid?
I hear you, Chuck.
You ain't told no lie. You ain't told no lie, Chuck. I'll tell you that. I'm in the dream with you on that.
Hey, Eddie. He didn't answer.
Yeah,
he must be at work. He didn't answer. He must be
right.
At work.
Yeah.
Hey, Money. Hey, Money.
Yeah. What up,
hey,
Chuck?
Money.
What up, Chuck?
Who got a silver Firebird?
Silver?
Yeah.
AJ.
None of us.
Oh.
Yeah, AJ got a he got a silver one. It used to be the blue car. He had it painted. He had it painted silver gray.
Oh.
Yeah.
I seen that motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's clean, boy.
Yeah, he had it painted silver gray.
Yeah,
it's
clean.
Good.
It's clean. It's clean.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, man. Eddie. Who we gonna fry this week? We had a fish fry in 2021. Who we gonna fuck up?
Well, the only one I know about is Willie Dog. I don't know none of the young boys' names.
Oh, man.
Well, you gotta get
not,
Money
not
know their name. What's their name, Money?
The young boy was named Will.
Lil Will?
Blue Camaro. Will.
Yeah, it's Will and Tariq and all them guys. I don't know what their name is. You probably have to call.
Right, so
he'll probably have to get them on.
They got fucked up twice, right?
Yep, throw them all.
Yeah,
three times.
They fuck somebody up that Friday or that Saturday, and then skin them, fuck them up that Sunday.
Boomer lost to
skin beat them twice, right? Friday,
lost his
Saturday, or whatever day
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So scared,
Eddie trying to get no, hold on, money. Hey, money. You know what
yeah.
Eddie punk ass trying to do? He trying
what?
To get me to talk about dog ass.
Oh,
oh yeah,
man.
Well, if he wants somebody to talk about dog, he's going to have to call Chemo. He's going to have to call Chemo. Chemo said he was looking for it. Trying to get dog to Mont Sanford Award.
I got it.
Yeah.
Man, dog said he was winning to the 330.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had
hey,
how y'all gentlemen doing?
All right.
Ain't no damn gentleman on the phone.
Ain't no gentleman on the phone.
Hell no, these ain't no goddamn gentlemen. These are bunch of
I got a few things I would like to say. I want to call up. It's Bobby Child from US 19 Dragway.
What's up, Bobby? How you get blocked down there, man? How you get blocked down there?
Oh no, man! But let me tell you something, man. I'm really pissed off with some guys from up north. Isn't it?
What ring you got?
Why? I would like to know. Can I ask a question?
What?
I would like to know why the guys in north is telling guys don't come to Detroit. don't come to Detroit. It's a piece of shit. The car don't get stolen.
Oh man!
And they from up north. Yeah, I got some guys here. From Chicago, go to 41, and they said that, man, they had us scared shitless to come to Albany. And I said, who?
Who, Bobby?
And he,
who?
He said, who? Three.
Is that
three
the guy with the Mustang?
Yeah.
Three
and
love.
They come up to me, they said, three love is, to that guy just said, this is a piece of shithole. They're going to steal your damn car. You better not stay. I'm just telling you what these guys said. I don't know no damn three love. And the guy said, I'm not scared to tell his name.
Three love down at your track right now.
He's not down at my track. I don't know him. He told these guys not to come.
Is that the guy with
the
Mustang? Is them the guy with the Mustang?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't the guy with it. It was some guy with him. And they said, I don't give a damn you do tell him. But he's the one telling us, don't stay here. You're going to get shot. You're going to get killed. Your car going to get stolen.
Who was that with the Mustang?
I don't know him, Chuck. Some white guys with a Mustang down there.
Because
And I want to know why would he say shit. And they said, but we just going to tell you who it is.
Yeah.
And they said the guys said we had a 50 something feet trailer with a living quarter. Said they wouldn't bring it because they said, man, you bring that damn three loads here. You bring that damn trailer down there, you ain't gonna have that shit in the morning because they're gonna take the trailer. And these guys staying almost an hour away from Albany when we got fucking motels all around here, restaurant malls and all this shit. And
yeah. Yep.
And but they just, I said, oh, he said, yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, it's bad that you got blacks that never been to my track, don't know a damn thing about it. And
right.
Then you would get on there and you would say shit like that. That is. I got off the phone with Biz and I told Biz the same thing. That is so unprofessional, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I mean, I don't get any. But these guys drove 14 hours to come down here.
Right.
Why would a damn Negro get on the fucking phone and tell people don't come to the track, which never been, and he would walk up here right now. I don't even fucking know it. I mean, that is just unreal.
Anybody
got three lug number so he can
address that, man? Cause
yeah, I don't have three lug number. Terrio might have it.
He don't know anything about my. He never been here. I don't even know him.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby. It's yeah. Big Eddie, man. I never heard no one ever say anything bad about your track. You know, this is mm-hmm. a new subject. Ain't around town, people talking to each other always say they would like to try to get there. I stopped trying to talk about it till I'm able to get there because of my situation, but
right.
I definitely want to get down there. I talk to my people. I can understand.
I mean, you know, like I said, I know y'all a long ways off.
Yeah.
I mean, but
right.
You know, if you ain't got nothing good to say, just keep it. Why don't you talk
just
about when I pulled, when I done, I got concrete
right.
wall, I got a concrete
yep.
truck, I put
but
up bleacher. Won't you talk about shit like that, but instead of telling people don't come
right.
to the truck? I mean, you know, that's, you know,
Bobby,
and for the EY guy to just
you.
Come out and call his name, it was done. I was just going like, hell, I don't even fucking know no three love. Three love,
yeah.
No damn love, neither.
Hey, Bobby, I sat there
wow.
almost all your lives and see everything you did to that track on live. You had it on live every
yeah.
time you was doing something to that track.
Yeah.
And I sat there and watched all of it. Yes, sir.
I just take Kurt Johnson $24,000. First part of the damn year just to fucking ground the track. And what in the – I mean, wow. Boy, that's
hey.
Some shit, you know?
Well, if it's only one person,
I never heard
nothing negative about your track. Yeah. So.
Mm-mm.
Well. I get a lot of negative. You can bet that. You know, me and Jay Bond, the only thing day before I did was in Macon. Day before I took the title of moving one side of the track to the other, and that was the best track in the world. And the only damn thing you did, pick the fucking tire up and get on the other side of the track, and we fell in love. When Jay was putting on good races, I'm just telling the truth because I was there, because I made good money. I raced and got good money paid, but Jay was paying good money, $10,000, $11,000. But, you know, but every damn thing did, Jay was on. I told Jay that. And the only thing day before, took the damn tire and put it on the other side of the track. Now it's all right. It's the best track in the world. We will not support one another. But you know, I don't go around and if you don't support my business, that's fine. I mean, if you don't like a certain thing, just don't go. But if you don't know about something, I'm not gonna go around and tell nothing I don't know nothing about.
Yeah.
It really bothered me tonight, and I ain't gonna tell you no lie. From the north, I'm going like, this dude never been here, and who is he? I
yeah.
done heard him on the radio.
Right.
Yeah. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I never heard that. Yeah.
I've been there when you had guardrail, so I ain't doing
yeah.
shit wrong with the track. But, you know.
Well, we got a hand up. 773-9569. Who we got? Seven seven three 9569. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Hey, Price. Oh, there it
Hello?
Is. Yeah. Yeah, your mic is open.
Hey, who's talking about three look on the radio show?
This is Bobby Child. This is Bobby Child from US 19 Albany. Yeah.
Hey, Bobby Child.
Yeah.
What you just said about me? Only no.
I ain't said
nothing about your track. So who told they lied on me? I don't want to be on no motherfucking radio show. You ain't heard me on no motherfucking radio show.
Look, let me tell you something, nigga. I ain't said no damn radio show. I got guys down here from Chicago called. If you three look, you the one name they call. I don't know you. And I said, you ain't never been to my truck.
Right.
I said, well, ma'am, I said, well, who was it? Well, I'll tell you what, tomorrow, I'm going to be back down there with them again. They said, hold it. Let me tell you what they said. Let me tell you what they said.
Is you a man? Tell me who said it. Tell me who said it.
Yeah, the guys with that great Mustang, ask me. You know who they are.
Who the fuck? Biz on the phone.
It wasn't the one who driving. It was about eight or nine of them together. And this is, man, this. Man, I don't know you from Chicago. All I know you're from y'all at.
Yeah, somebody down there with Mustang.
Eight or nine of those guys, they said he was going to bring his living quarters trailer. And they said, I don't know, I ain't got no gas number. He said the first thing that Free Love said, that don't bring your trailer down here, man, because they're going to steal it, they're going to take it. Some people going to fight, they're going to shoot, they're going to kill you. They said they had a little scared. He said the only reason why he come because he called Bid and asked Bid. And Bid said he never heard no shit like that before.
Right. Hold on, I get
that. And they called three love names.
Hold on. I'm going to get three on the phone. Hold on.
Somebody went into the matrix.
Hey, Eddie B is on the wall.
Yeah, nothing much.
Leaking.
Hey, look. They have Three Love on two lines. That's crazy for somebody to say that man said that. Three Love don't even say nothing like that. Now, I've been left for a fact. As long as I've been knowing. Somebody dead wrong line.
Somebody, some guys down there with a white Mustang. I mean, not a white Mustang, a gray Mustang, Leon.
They lied on. I don't know who that can be, kid. You know, kid, you've been knowing Three Love all I have. You know Three Love ain't about nobody checking. That's something to go ahead and check.
I ain't never heard nobody say nothing about Bobby Check. Nobody.
And that's the reason why I said get Three Love on the phone, because you don't want nobody to get a bad idea about a person that they ain't never met, never even been there.
Exactly.
It'd
been different if they were talking about Leon, then I'd have believed
them.
Hold on, y'all.
I'm on the radio show. What do you want to say about Bobby Wildshire show?
Okay, it wasn't about his race. And it was some boys from Chicago.
Stop right there, bitch. Stop right there. Who from Chicago? Call them some names. Don't say no boys. Call some motherfucking names.
I only know one of them that called me. Let me talk to you. All right. First, my man Hyder called me and asked me about Albany's track.
Hyder. You know Hyder, Three Love.
Yeah. He called me and asked me about how was Albany track. I said it's cool.
Albany, Georgia.
What the hell Albany track?
Albany, Georgia, Three Love.
I ain't been there.
I know you ain't.
No, go ahead, I'm listening. All
right,
go ahead.
All right, so he asked me how was the track. I told him it was cool. So he said, well, my boy's up here saying that Three Love told him not to go down there, they're going to get robbed.
He hide on the phone.
I'm not about to call Hyder at this time of night.
Well, give me the number, I called him.
Nah, man, I'm not, no. Nah. You asked
me
what
they put me in all this bullshit.
Right, they did. So I got off with the phone with Hyder. Then the boy Brandon called me with Shorty on the phone. Shorty said, is they cool to go down there? I said, they fine. They can go down there. Ain't nothing going to happen to them. As long as they don't get slipped out the mouth. You know, that's anywhere. But ain't nobody going to stick them up or take their car. It ain't like that down here. So, or get shot or whatever. That's all that was said. They said they come and they going to get a bag. They coming down there to win the no threat race. And that was that.
Now, y'all hold on 1 minute.
Lord have mercy.
Here's Saudi on the phone.
Hey, Biz.
Yo.
You let me know when they ship that bike up here to Elmhurst.
Okay. I will.
Because it looked like, was it a VX-14 or was that a Zoop?
Money, your ass can't ride no bike, motherfucker. Later. You need a damn second car going behind you.
Well. Hey, whatever your name is, Bobby Wildchild, where you is, they gonna lie on me. They ain't talking to no motherfucker higher than how you said it in my face. I hit that bitch in his mouth. Y'all call it out of my head. I hit that bitch right in his motherfucking mouth and lying on me.
No,
tell him I said it.
Hold on, whoa, let me get this straight, Lila. Hyder, it didn't come from Hyder.
No, they didn't come
told Hyder. What Hyder didn't say that. It was told to Hyder. So
wait, see, listen, Hyder got my phone number. All Hyder guys got my phone. They have victims come ask me. Don't call and lie on me.
No. Okay, I understand that. What I'm saying is, look, Hyder called me to ask him, was they straight to come down? This is what was told to him. Hyder did not start or said that about you. It was told to Hyder.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. Told.
Listen to me. My buddy Gino called me yesterday, right, and said, Hyder said, come and go out of town with him and Arthur to the race. I said, I'm not going to the race. I can't go down there. I'm going out of town to Memphis to Terry Mama's funeral. Just like that there. I said, but I called to see who down there with down there for y'all. Said y'all won't go down there. They said, do that. But that motherfucker got called wasn't going down there. So that's all I got. Get you from the phone. He said, same fucking thing. They lied on me.
Yeah. I don't know who
you got Hyder's telephone number up, Freelo?
I can say this about Bobby Wildchild. Bobby Wildchild, really, if he heard that, he really should have got Eddie or somebody on the phone and called Three Love personal. I don't think he should have brought that on no show and do this, because Bobby Wildchild sounded like he got what 8 different people said about Three Love, and you know how that go. We go through 6 or 7 people's mouths. He just told 6 or 7 people's mouths.
I don't know. I don't know Three Love. I don't know no Three Love.
Hey,
right.
Hey,
but
hey,
he don't know, just like he don't know me. But when a man come up to me and tell me somebody saying about my business, and then when I call Biz and Biz say, yeah, they call and ask him. So
look at. Hey, hold on. By the way, why can I call you with this? Why you didn't call my phone, Biz? You got
why
my phone.
Why
you didn't call me,
dude?
Actually, did I say that about this man, dude?
Why would I call you,
Three Love? Actually, did I say it? By the way, I called you. You got me on the phone,
dude. Hold on, Three Love. It's not my business if you said it or not.
But it's your business. Yeah, you going around
telling
what another motherfucker
said. No, he didn't tell him. I got this from the
whiteboard.
See,
that's where you're wrong at.
Three Love, this was the problem, Crom. 6 to 7 people told Bobby Wildchild, and Bobby Wildchild should have called you because you ain't never been to Albany, and ain't met us that I know. So
Leon, I understand all that. I understand. B, I always talk to B, they blue moon. I call B, nickel B, and if Bobby Wildchild called B said, hold on, let me get you up on the phone. I see that you said, that's all I'm saying, dog. That's all I'm saying to B, too.
Them boys down there, hold on, Three Look. Them boys down there went up to Bobby.
And them boys down here, hit them bitches in their motherfucking mouth. Tell them I said.
And you got every right to do that. Them boys went up to Bobby.
Right, so that's wrong.
So I didn't know. Yeah. I'm not going to call you.
That's wrong for them to do that. And I think you can say how, look how you want. That's wrong for Bobby Charles to just for somebody to say, Three Love said this, and then you got to call on a show and spread that out there. And now people
right.
say something about the track, and you never been to this track. You
right.
spoke about the phone and called Three Love. That was
when you got 8 or 10 people standing up telling you that they're coming from Three Love. I ain't never seen these folks in my life. They're like they ain't never seen you.
That's all the reason why you should have made the call. They was
right.
You shouldn't have just took nobody's word and just say somebody said that could get somebody killed, man.
Right.
Everybody just got my motherfucking phone. You're right. You sure could have got somebody killed. But, you know, it's like this, man.
I'm very ignorant.
Like whether you said it or not, I'm going to say it again. People up north don't support US-19. Hell, some of the people from the south don't either. So my thing of it is, if you ain't got nothing good to say about US-19, hey, just do me a favor. Just do one black man. Oh, let me get through. Just do one black man a favor. Just please, just keep my business. You know, just leave me alone. And I'll be fine. But look at y'all. Yeah, I know I might be, but anyway, hey, y'all have a good night. I gotta go. Y'all have a good night.
You took it the wrong way. You cleaned this gift.
Hey, Leon, I hear everything you say. He can believe what the fuck he want to believe. I ain't saying shit about the man motherfucking track.
Right. Like, I'm not
saying shit about that man motherfucking track.
He ain't never been down there. So how was he thinking about somebody telling you that business?
Don't make sense, man.
That's wrong on his behalf to bring your shit on the show.
Right. You just can't accuse nobody. You'll get somebody fucking hurt with that shit.
And then I'm gonna say this,
Leon. We get mad at the wrong people. You got to get to the root of it. We can't get mad at Bobby Child. Hey, you got to realize, this is man's livelihood. Somebody
he should have called Three Love. He should have called Three Love, not bringing on no show.
You know,
7 or 8 people say he said this. You know where that's going. That's dead wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong
Leon,
right there. And the way,
like
hey, people
said,
gonna tell me something,
Leon,
and I'm going to go back
to said he didn't
that's
even
why,
know.
Why
he said he didn't even know Three Love. That's the reason why I said
get Three Love on the phone.
I'm going to say this once, I'm going to say it again. I thought Biz should have called me and said something to me.
Biz ain't got to call you. Bobby Wildchild should have called you. It's his business.
Don't give a fuck who it is.
Lord have mercy. Well, I think my opinion, he's wrong for what he did, but he could have called you himself by bringing it on a talk show like that's going to try to twist it, and he feel like you was wrong. You was wrong for doing it.
Should have called my phone, too, and then called the editor. And then, call me and on this motherfucking show.
We're going to come out with a regular call. Not the people, you know the people who go down south and travel in the south. Anybody know what that means?
Leon, listen to me. You know and I know. If Bobby Wiretower threw a ring for that, man, would you guys come to Chicago to support my race? I'd be one of the first ones to this nigga motherfucking race. I'd be the first one to the man motherfucking race. I'd try to go to everybody motherfucking race.
I can't believe he came up. Hey, now, from listening to him, you guilty. Because he said what he had to say, and he got off the fucking phone. That's a coward-ass shit. To me, I don't give a fuck, and I know him. I know him, and I've seen him. I met him over in the Zoom. But you don't come on no phone and broadcast somebody say something about your fucking track.
Man.
And ain't never been to your track.
Man, fuck it.
And then you don't get off the phone.
I don't know the fucking man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what I was trying to tell him, man.
I'm gonna say this, all y'all on the phone, the first thing somebody's mouth, Chicago said they don't support our fucking track. No way. Y'all know who the fuck go down south, go to Long Hall to them track.
Right.
So everybody on the phone should have spoke up because he a lot. We just ain't got there. But you don't come in and say somebody talking about your track.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Right,
fuck this track. Ain't never got to go over there. And I was one of them, Bond, say I was going to go support the brother track one of these times.
Yeah.
But he believe that shit there. He don't need my business.
That's some dumbass shit to even go on.
Y'all on this phone let the man say, oh, Chicago don't support me. No way. Y'all should have ate his ass up.
He said I'm north.
He said I'm north.
And it's track two. Tell him to stick it up his ass.
Chicago don't support my track. Come on, man. And y'all said on the phone, listen to that.
He's just another dumb black country motherfucker.
Y'all know who goes in. Y'all know who goes in these bases. And That's jacked up, Eddie.
He said up north. He said up north don't support us.
No, he said Chicago, like Eddie. Who has heard that? He didn't say no up north.
Chicago.
I know what he said.
Hey, Leon. Let me just put your boots on a little bit. That man been catching hell with that track ever since he bought. They've been talking against him. They've been trying to boycott him. And nobody supports him. So when you hear some negative stuff about him and his track, he may go a little bit overboard. I know you got to know about that.
He
may have went about it the wrong way. He may should have called 3Love, got 3Love number. He said he was calling C to call 3Love. He didn't know he was getting on the show. I don't know how true that is. I don't know. But he said he was calling C. Get with me to call 3Love. So it is what it is. We grown men, we should better talk about it, you know, and all that. But
hey, if you'd have called me so you had a race, I'd have went to the man motherfucking race. You know that. I'd go to everybody motherfucking race, dude.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid of these Chicago going to the motherfucking
race.
I got all afraid. I don't give a fuck why I got to go.
Hey, Bill. I always wanted to go to that man track. I heard a lot about him. And if I ever get able to go, I'm going. It's just simple as that.
Yeah,
if I'm ever able to go out there.
It ain't too many black-owned racetracks, and he's one of them. So, you know.
Right.
I think that for him to be in the business, a professional owner, he went by it the wrong way and kicked off a bunch of promotions. But I did hear him say, don't none in Chicago support me no way.
Hey,
like the woman
hey Leon.
Hey,
Leon.
He
handled it wrong.
Hey, Leon.
Wrong.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah, what's up, Chuck?
You got to remember this. When they say up north, they ain't talking about nobody but Chicago. Michigan don't fucking count. So they just talking about up north. They say Chicago. Don't
so,
nobody else count.
But Chuck, he changed it. He said Chicago, didn't say up north.
I heard him. But when they say up north,
you know,
that's what they talking about.
Hold on, Gino.
They talking about
y'all,
Chicago.
Hold on, y'all. Hey, Gino.
What?
Hey, we're on a radio show, Gino. I got you on a radio show. Hey, when you called my phone the other day, right, and asked me about going to the race with Heidi, what did I tell you? What did I say? Tell them what I said. Hey, Ray, you calling back this weekend somewhere. Tell them what I said. Say it again.
You said your car ain't ready.
And what else did I say? Did I say I was going out of town?
Oh, yeah, you said you're going to Mississippi or Louisiana.
Mississippi to Perry Mother Sooner, right? So why Heidi going around lying on me? So I said they're going to get robbed.
No. Hold on. Don't say Heidi. Heidi, it was told. Look, that's what I'm saying.
It was told to Heidi, but Heidi know me, though, bitch. Heidi know me. Heidi got my phone number, bitch. He don't call it by Heidi, but
I'm saying he did not start the rumor. He didn't start it. Don't say Heidi said it. Heidi did not say it.
You know, listen to me, dude. This Heidi guy, he called me to go out of town with Heidi. No, you know, listen to me. He don't call me to go out of town with Heidi.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Heidi did not say, but all I'm saying is Heidi did not say that.
Did I say anything about somebody going to get robbed and say that if you don't go to the man race? No. Okay, that's all I want to hear. Go back to sleep, you know. Now, you tell my wife how I suck my dick. All that bitch ass, she can call my phone saying lying on me. You don't know what you can stop me. All
right.
Now I'm getting out the motherfucking phone. All
right, I'll talk to you. Well,
wow. Unbelievable.
Hey,
bitch,
hey, free love.
Black on
free
black.
Free love.
Be gone. Be gone.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Gino
was his boy. Maybe Gino know who owns the Mustang.
Eddie won't shut
Chuck,
the fuck up.
We gonna say we gonna go down there.
That ain't
gonna go down
talking,
there and try man. To punch the man race. And what, at one point, once upon a time, when we were there, now how the hell you gonna be a man enough to say to these guys?
Yeah, it came out fucked up because he done it in public, but you know, I don't think Three Love said it, so yeah, it was fucked up. It's all good though. I mean, that should have get through the back though.
Oh yeah.
Hey Eddie. Hey Leon.
Oh yeah.
Hey Leon.
Yo.
Hey Leon.
Yes, sir.
Why I got you on the phone, that punk ass Eddie on there. Let's have a little fish fry.
Yeah, Eddie.
Yeah, let's have a little fun with fish fry.
Yeah, Eddie, whoever we say jump, we need to throw in the front.
Yes,
sir. Go ahead, Chuck. I'll let you start off first.
Who we going to fry? Somebody got some fucked up ass noise. Who we going to fry, Eddie?
Yeah, somebody. Whoever got that ain't speaking. Please, you talk, Mike.
Hold on. You got to do something about that fucking noise because I can't even hear you.
Let me go find it. Hold on, Chuck.
Somebody else.
Yeah, motherfucker. Shit. Hurry up and find it.
Oh, man.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
You should get in this fish fry too.
I'm like, I ain't getting in that car.
Oh,
I'm gonna know why a motherfucker's gonna rape his ex boss and get his ass
whooped. My.
Hey, Danny, you got that fire ready?
Oh, Eddie got so much fucking noise on here, I can't hear shit.
If I was Eddie, whoever lying that noise on, he said, hey.
It's on your
yeah, you got some up. It's probably money fat ass eating somewhere.
Hey, Chuck,
I just wanted to make sure you was on here, Money. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I'm on mute, Chuck.
Oh, man. Not the call out.
I'm on mute, Chuck. I ain't got
it
yet, man. I'm sitting by the phone, man.
Yeah.
My son's girlfriend went into, they took her to the hospital. They thought she was going to have a baby today. So they admitted us. So I'm sitting by the phone waiting on him to get the call or go down.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We can.
Oh, man.
All right, Chuck. We can proceed,
yeah.
Man.
Good luck with that, bro.
Congratulations, man.
Hey, who we going to fry? We going to fry. Motherfucker thought he was the boss, and he went up against his next boss and got his motherfucking ass tore up. Who I'm talking about,
man.
Eddie?
That sound like dog fucking with Tony Bynes.
So motherfucking Willie Dog took that little ass Regal over there, fucking with Chopper, Trouble. They the same motherfucking car. Everybody just don't know he got. He got peel off paint on that motherfucker. And dog thought he was gonna do some slick shit to Tony. Thought Tony was gonna show up on them motherfucking radio. Tony showed up on them big ties and bars.
Yeah.
And goddamn dog said, I gotta fuck him up. He double bugged that motherfucker and everything. He didn't get a chance to pull out the light.
Then he did. But Dawg said he was winning at the 3:30.
Shit, Tony let that motherfucker leave and cut that bitch off when he went in high gear and got his motherfucking ass.
Yes,
so what you
did.
Gonna say? What happened to the Godfather, Eddie?
Oh, man. Damn, Eddie, he extra crispy.
Hold on.
You big
Eddie,
dummy.
Eddie stopped crying the motherfucker before I finished talking.
Oh, man. You defried the ass, Cam.
Yeah. Yeah, Eddie, don't fuck up the ass, Cam, man. Don't fuck up the ass, Cam, Eddie.
All right, man. Yeah, we need that.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, I don't like calling them this, but you might as well fry them young punks goddamn it fucking with Kamala Harris. They got their ass clipped off
man.
A couple of times.
Not the vice president.
Oh, man.
Don't they young motherfucker. Hold on, Eddie. Them young punks got to know the old money better than the new money. Drop they motherfucking ass, Eddie.
They're going to be back in the news next week. They're going to be back
Hold
in
the
news next
two,
week.
Hold on. He whooped them twice. Let's drop wheel one more time. Double drop on
Hey, you know the funniest part about that second race? Hey, the funniest part about that second race, when he jumped shorty
All of them started chasing the car like a dog, and sure they came back around them. They all took their tails and like, man, he done got us again.
Eddie, fry their ass for running down the track like they from Heroes.
All right, we going to fry the crew. This is for the crew. This is for the crew.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Damn.
Hello.
All right, they done.
Yeah, keep that grease hot for him next week. Because I'm going to get in there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
He should have been behind him. If you were behind the motherfucker, if you were behind the motherfucker, you would have saw one around him. And then Money say he turned the fan, he turned the ceiling fan on, baby.
Hey, somebody's supposed to be cooking a piece of fish today too. I think he did.
Yeah.
Him
oh
fish.
Yeah.
Boomer. Boomer.
And that was the same guy, Will, right?
Nah, Zay Boomer lost to Zay. Boomer lost to Zay.
Oh.
Well, hold on. What was the? Wait a minute. What was the fucking race?
Seven and
Zay was
hit.
In the Audi. He gave Zay.
Never caught him.
Wait
fact,
a minute.
Boomer turned the hazards on. Didn't even come around him. It was still a gap. He wouldn't know where.
What's his name? Boomer.
Boomer.
Yeah. Fry Boomer because he the fucking Lamont Sanford of the week. Give him motherfucker seven in the break.
Lord, Is he still looking for him, Chuck?
And looking at his ass with a flashlight in daylight.
Lord, how much?
God damn.
Hey,
I know why y'all like street racing, because these motherfuckers don't know shit. God damn. It was that easy.
Hey,
yeah.
Officer Chuck, look. They ain't got common fucking cook, dude.
They what? What'd you say?
They ain't got common fucking sense. If you had common fucking sense.
They're going to be all right. They're going to learn, you know. It costs to be the boss. So they going to learn. They be all right. You know? When they motherfucking kids can't get them motherfucking Jordans at Foot Locker and got to start going to FS Kresge, they'll learn.
Oh, man, not to pay less. God damn.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I'm glad to see them boys racing, man. I like to see it.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
it's
boy.
Gonna be all right.
Hey, Eddie.
Y'all gotta remember this. This gonna be the future, cause we gonna be some old motherfuckers watching them. So, y'all gotta make them pay for them laps.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. You got to record that laugh that Chuck got. That laugh will cut through anything. Laugh right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you can play that laugh. You play that laugh when somebody gapping somebody and they come to there. Let's play the laugh.
You ain't lying.
That laugh will cut through anything.
Spooky.
It's like a mad villain.
Like a spooky movie and shit. Yeah.
I just be thinking, what the fuck was they thinking? I don't know.
That is an original laugh. Remember the mad villain? Chuck got it down, man. Hey, man. I don't know who he grew up around, but that laugh, that was somebody laugh when he was growing up, and he inherited it.
Hey, man, can you imagine you're a kid, and you out trick-or-treating on Halloween on the dark street, and all of a sudden you hear that laugh come out of gangway?
Man, please.
Not nowadays, Big Eddie. Not nowadays. You fucking
get
shot.
Check it out. Back in the day, when them dudes would snatch your bag, and your bag got snatched, and all of a sudden he started laughing at the corner.
Hey, Big Steve. Hey, Big Steve.
Yes, sir.
I follow kid ass. I follow his ass around. He said, hold on. Don't go this way. There's a dead body over there.
Yes,
hey, Rob,
indeed.
I told you, man.
He showed me all that shit.
Hey, you can do a combination. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had a little excitement this week. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh, you ain't old enough no way. I was gonna tell you, man. Everybody that wanna know anyway. That they said if you sign up, try to call early in the morning. CVS usually quicker than Walgreens. So you have better chance going through CVS if you want to get the COVID shot.
I'm good, Eddie. I still don't want a motherfucker 15 feet close to me. Get the fuck away. You can't look under my hood. I'm a real motherfucking grudge racer.
Hey, man, no need nobody want to look under your hood. They know you got a big, huge, giant motor. They know you got 9 kids. So what the fuck? They just going to scare themselves. They look up under. They might be disappointed.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I bet you I won't disappoint the motherfucker that get next to me.
Yeah, just think it works. And go
yeah.
Hey, Steve.
I ain't telling the motherfucking shit.
Yo, Steve, what do you think of them young punks thinking that the cucumber is a real race car, not a street car? Hold on. Chuck, get that laugh. Get that laugh, Chuck. Get that laugh. That's the funniest shit in the world.
Oh, man.
You know what, though? That's all good, man. As long as they keep it going, man, because, I mean, I know a lot of those guys can't do what they used to do, man, but they trying, so.
I couldn't believe you said my car was a race car, not a street car.
You got to give them an equal effort.
Yeah. We can't compete. Them motherfuckers out there making money, and we all sitting at home looking at our damn bank account waiting on the stimulus check.
Yes, indeed.
We can't fuck with them in a couple of years. They'll be talking about, sit your punk old ass down.
Yeah.
Y'all just watch out. They coming.
Yep.
Don't get a smart motherfucker. I mean, the ones out front a little dumb, but don't get a smart motherfucker come up in there. He's going to fuck y'all up.
look how the situation's changed, man. Back in our day, what did we have? We had brand new Trans Am, Z28, and 5.0 Mustang with the hot 275, maybe 300 horsepower. Now these boys can go to the deal and come back with 787 horsepower.
Well, you know the big difference.
They know how to run the computer.
You know the big difference between them and us, Mark?
Yeah, go ahead.
So you sit there, read that shit. They just don't give a fuck. They just go get some shit and race. You sitting up there talking about horsepower, they don't give a fuck. They just want to go.
Hey, that's the big difference.
Hey, yeah.
Chuck, you know what I like about them? Hell, go. They ain't got no motherfucker. They don't have no representatives. Hell, go. They'll spend that money like it ain't cheap.
Yeah, they ain't nothing like you, right? Yeah, they don't give a fuck. They don't read no manual. They just buy some shit and say, let's go. That's some bad shit, man.
Oh, man.
They don't give a fuck about horsepower. They just think that shit cute, nigga, is fast. That's all.
And then, like you say, they don't need a book. They can just go to YouTube, how to add 100 more horsepower. Oh, let's say it on YouTube.
Yeah, man, they don't do that shit you do, Big Mark. Read about that shit. They just buy some cute shit and say it's fast.
Yeah.
And they going to race. Yeah.
They ain't never got to go to Chevy Shop Bob.
No, they don't do no shit like that no more. They just say, make this bitch fast, make it cute, and they going to race it.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Remind Chuck I'm still on this phone.
Hey, Chuck. Oh, man.
They're going to make it fast.
So,
they're going to make it cute. And it's going to have a warranty for the dealer.
Hold on. Yeah. Hey, Big Money. Ask Tim House what he meant by what he said. Please explain.
Hey, Tim, Mr. Chuck, Mr. Scandal would like to know, can you please elaborate on the comment that you just made to Big Eddie?
Hey, look, hey, money. I can't be on mute, and I can't be off of mute at the same time. I'm on mute right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me elaborate then, Chuck. He didn't mean nothing. He truly apologized to you, Chuck.
All right,
that's
what I'm talking about, money. Make that motherfucker bow down, then.
if he offended you, Chuck, he truly apologized. He did not mean for that to come out the way it did. And he humbly asked you to accept his apology.
I'm sorry.
Hey, money,
oh,
fuck him. No, I'm just saying, man. These young motherfuckers, they don't care, man. They love this shit. They got into it, and they will fuck y'all up if you ain't careful. They don't care. They got money that we ain't got. They
mm-hmm.
the one that said we did in the day. So if your ass is old, look
doing.
The fuck out, because they're going to run
only
over your ass sooner
doing.
Or later.
Only thing they ain't doing, they ain't in the garage all night with the torpedo heater, out there wrenching and busting their knuckles.
They got
to the dealership and get a loan up.
they got the money to do that shit, so they can do it all day.
Yeah. They ain't lying.
Yeah.
Cause there ain't no room to stick my big hand under no shit and under that shit. You can't even change the spark plug.
Man, I ain't mad at them, man. I hope they keep going though, really though, cause I need some shit to look at on Sundays when ain't shit happening, when ain't no football going on. I want to watch the street races.
Well, now we got Soul Food Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, whoever named this shit. Yeah. That was you come up with that shit, Soul Food Sundays, wasn't it, Money?
No, that was Gazillionaire.
Shorted by Nature.
Oh, yeah, that was Big Daddy,
okay.
Gazillionaire,
they call it Soul Food Sunday. Everybody get up at Sham Shop and bring a dish. 2 weeks later, 90% of the drag race world will have COVID. No, thank you. I'm just coming to see the race.
I watch y'all on Facebook Live. I'm cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, that'd be a good place to have a vaccine facility. It's going to get loaded up there.
Oh, man.
How much they going to charge to get in that motherfucker?
Oh, man.
Hey, they going to come out a vaccine and a plate and a slice of cake.
Shit.
Shot. Drag race.
Yeah. That'd be some shit, yeah. Hey, Tim, where your ass at? Open your fucking mic, Tim. Where Tim at?
I was on mute, man.
I got Rob on. You want to say something?
Oh, no, man. I know I'm going on mute now. I know who that is.
No.
Kid. Where you at, kid?
Right here.
Hey, Bobby got some history, man.
Who?
Bobby.
What Bobby? What about it?
He said he got some history. I said, he used to have
a top sportsman or something like that. He used to race.
He told that broke a record or did something, the first to do something with it or something.
I'm not for sure, but I know he used to work at UPS and had a top sportsman down there in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember somebody telling me a story about him. He's supposed to have some history, man.
You should have had Bobby on and asked him about his history. Stop getting that secondhand information.
And I believe he came on Uncle Larry's show before and talked about it.
Yeah, but you don't remember what he said. You should have asked Bobby why he was on. Bobby was a little mad tonight, but you know.
Yeah, Bobby wasn't going to hear no shit like that.
I'm going to try to get in there tonight, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. So don't bring that shit up now. You call him on Monday or Sunday and ask him what the fuck's going on. Who is he? Because Bobby going to ask you, who the fuck is you asking me these questions?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying, kid? Don't be asking that secondhand information. Go to the motherfucking source, just like he did tonight. He said he had a problem with Three Lug. Y'all got Three Lug on there. Three Lug cleared his fucking name. Say he ain't fake shit. You know?
Yeah.
All that motherfucking secondhand information.
Yep, the Three Lug got that dude's Heidi or his name, his telephone number and shit. Called him and goddamn asked him who in the fuck was that told him that.
Yeah.
And he'd be right at the door.
Yeah, hater. Yeah. Yeah. I'm putting their motherfucking name out there.
On some bullshit stuff.
Yeah, but you know,
bullshit.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he had to came right on here and cleared his motherfucking name, dog. It wasn't me. They just using me.
I remember one time they had the police, that the cameras down there for that dude was on Empire.
The gate blade.
My.
Hey, Eddie.
Yes.
You know, dog gonna be all over your ass Monday.
Yeah, you know, put the dog in the deep fryer.
No, man, dog. Hey, I wouldn't want to fry it.
Hold on, you put the little puppy in the deep fryer. He gonna call your ass out, Eddie.
Man, he don't want that.
Hey, Chuck. Trigger Man Race got counsel. I'm pretty sure dog on there. Dog probably on your list.
Yeah, he gonna fuck you up, Eddie.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
If he say something to me, I say I'm a paid endorsement.
So he probably won't go down to Phoenix City till goddamn Sunday.
Yeah, he on your ass,
man.
Now, dog. Eddie, you tried to put him in the fire.
Dog better shake a back leg, goddamn it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Shit. So you'll fuck him up like Tony Brown. Fuck him up, Eddie.
Worse. Then I turn around and fuck Tony Brown up.
Yeah, we'll see Monday, goddamn it. Yeah.
Ain't had nothing to do with that demonstration there. That was all
it's
you on
your show.
Ain't had nothing to do with it.
It's your coat. Hey, this is the
people show. This ain't my show. This is the people show.
It's a Big Eddie. Don't
you
say
Leon,
shit about Chuck and Leon. It's a Big Eddie. It's a Big Eddie.
Hey, Tim, listen to what I'm saying so you can repeat this when you get a chance. You and Leon excited this riot. Y'all did the Donald Trump on dog.
Oh, game. Man. Not the insurgent.
Now he got to go after you and Tim House all at the same time. Y'all in trouble.
Right now would be a good time to pause a minute and recognize the accomplishments of the past talk show co-hosts and maybe the present ones or the new ones coming. And we're celebrating the anniversary of when...
Hold on, Big Mark. You got it wrong, because every co-host Eddie had, he done fired.
Lord, how much?
Hey, Mom, since you want to start that shit, why don't we take a moment of silence to recognize that biscuit that tore your body up, Big Biscuit eating motherfuckers?
Oh, man. Sound like I hear a little animosity.
Yeah. Hey,
oh,
Big Mark, you better watch it. Eddie trying to fire you undercover.
I think he's a turd over the situation.
Man. No, Chuck, you just don't know, man. You just don't know. Him and Uncle Larry, man, every time I get on the phone with them, man, they just always messing with me, man.
Oh, man. You been OD on Miss Biscuit.
Yeah, man.
I'm just saying,
we don't mean you any harm, Eddie. You're our buddy, man. We don't mean you no harm.
Kid.
Just, you know, you went solo, and we just wondering how everybody else doing.
It's some funny shit going on in the Clocks Off organization.
Yeah.
They don't know who racing, who having a race, who paying out who. That's some funny shit to me.
I thought I could get Al to come on and talk about the shootout, you know, before he spread the words around everybody, but.
Yeah, well, I know he worked at night, so he probably can't do what he do, you know. So, I don't know. Yeah. But he's been keeping a close eye, though, because he's been going a few places. So. So he got something going on.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. So, can't give a man nothing but some credit for trying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a car one stick in that shootout.
What kind of shootout is it, Eddie?
Man, what is it? Shit, I don't know. Street, it ain't strictly a street cop, but I guess. What'd you say, Mark?
I think it's a horsepower shootout.
Oh, they say horsepower? No, they say horsepower and nice cars can get in it. You say, treatable cars, I guess. Treatable cars.
Oh, see now that's the problem. Ain't none of y'all got the right information.
Right.
Okay.
They gave all that right information. Mark got all the right information, and I think he gave information on the show last night.
Hold the fuck on, Eddie. How Mark got the information? You saying it's Moda, and he's saying he don't know it might be nice. Now, what the fuck is the right information?
I don't know. I'm sorry, but he was. He was at the meeting. But I guess he was just there, wasn't paying attention, though. He's just thinking on space.
Hey, Big Mark.
Yeah.
You was at Sam's shop.
Yeah, I was there.
But why wasn't Eddie invited?
Come on, man. Don't do that, Chuck, man.
I just want to know, man. Inquiring minds want to know.
I heard the man clearly say anybody that want to come can be there. I heard him say that.
Okay. Well, what night was this, Eddie?
Sunday, 1 o'clock.
It was either.
Sunday, 3 o'clock.
He said on Sunday. He said either one of the shows or on the morning show. I came up.
When was this, Mark? When did he announce this, Mark?
On both of them, they mentioned it on the morning show, and he mentioned it on his show.
Okay. But you heard
somebody
that
said, "Sham, you didn't invite me." Somebody said, "Sham, you didn't invite me." He said, "Anybody that want to come." Can be there.
Okay. So you heard this, Eddie?
Yes.
Okay. You just didn't decide to go.
I heard it for myself.
You didn't decide to go. Okay.
You know, all right,
I'll leave it at that.
Come on, man.
I'll leave it at that.
Hey,
then.
Uncle Chuck,
okay.
Hey, Uncle Chuck, look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop teasing with the guy, man. See the man alone.
No.
Thank you, baby.
No.
His ass,
no,
baby.
Leave the man alone, man. Hey, baby boy.
I got a question for you.
Why you fucking with that man, man?
I got a question for you. I got a question for you. If you part of me, a part of my mob, and I don't directly tell you what's going on, sounds like ascension in the ranks. You know what I'm talking about?
You got a point, yeah.
Right, but that
lady, whether you ain't got to say no more then. You ain't got to say no more. If you, hold on. Hold on, baby boy. If you and Kill was my crew, my mob, and I'm finna throw a motherfucking party, I'm supposed to call you directly and tell you get your ass there.
Yep.
I ain't supposed to put it out on WBMX or DCI. I'm supposed to call you and tell you have your punk ass there. Am I right or wrong?
Yep.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Okay,
did you say
then.
WBMX?
I said WBMX, dog.
Oh, Park Chicago.
Oh, Five Chicago, WBMX, Chicago, Mike.
Hold on, Big Steve. I can go back to WKKC
89.3. Oh, man.
That's the old Pink House.
Not the 1390.
Hey, baby boy, you see my point?
Hey, Chuck, you ain't
talking
about Bob Wall. I didn't mean it that way.
Hey, WLS. I was trying to ask a question.
Why are you so hard on the man?
Hey, baby boy, I'm not hard on him. I'm just reading between the lines. No, you're
not alone. Dang.
Because if I'm going to go raid this motherfucker,
sleeping?
I'm not going to advertise it on the thing. I'm going to tell my motherfucking crew personally, be there or get the fuck on. So something's going on around here. That's all.
Hey, I'd like to also take a moment to congratulate Money and congratulate Preacher Boy for receiving their awards at the show. Preacher Boy finally got some recognition for the racing he's been doing.
Oh, man.
Preacher
Boy.
Although I'd like to suggest that we put Money in the blender and fry him up for about a couple minutes for taking 37 and a half years to get to the line.
well, hold on, Big Mark. If you cry about a fucking award and you get one, then you need to be in the blender too. That's fucked up.
So in other words, Preacher Boy finally got recognized, huh?
Man, that dog, that motherfucking crying. I thought he was gonna win anyway, but damn. This shit ain't nothing but a little pipe recognizing you. Shit, you ought to be happy he did that. Yeah, it's all now, good, though.
Preacher Boy, it wouldn't have been wrong for him to pull over on the side of the expressway and just take a moment and look at his plaque and just take a moment.
I mean, in my eyes, he did a little more than what everybody else did, but, I mean, you know.
I kind of halfway heard that remark that Big Mark said.
about it taking me 37 years to get to the line. I kind of overheard it, but I kind of, like, overlooked it.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Yeah, I kind of overlooked it. Yeah, I kind of overlooked it because it took Mark almost the same amount of money to get or the same amount of time to get a win.
God damn, money.
See, money, I can take the good with the bad, man. I hate. Ain't no problem.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You gotta watch Big Mog, man. Big Mog, you gotta watch him, man.
Hey, man. I can't say nothing to Big Mark, man. Big Mark held a grudge with me for 28 years, man. I don't think neither one of us got 28 more left, so I don't want to piss him off.
Oh, yeah, money. You got a little something to him, money.
I came in half and half, Chuck. Two wins and two losses.
Okay, all right. But you got the engagement award, huh?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Engagement award.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, it ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know, I'm glad he gave some out because I really wasn't expecting shit to happen this year, but it's all good.
Yeah, me and me both.
Yeah.
I think a couple of the young boys got awards, too.
Yeah. The Hill Boys got an award.
Yeah.
We got here now.
First of all, let me explain something to you, young man.
Hill Boys make some good noise, boy. They make some good noise.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting on your ass. Hey, Big Mark. First of all, you don't know nothing about me. That's self, too. I've been listening to your mouth, you know, homie.
They go preaching for it.
I put in a lot of work, bro. I don't give a damn if they give me a award or not. They didn't give me the one I deserve. Race of the year. So it really didn't matter to me.
Wait a minute. Hold on, preacher boy. They didn't give you grudge race of the year?
No, he gave me the same shit that he gave the lowest nigga on the totem pole. A plaque with engaged.
Oh, God damn. You lying.
I thought you won for us the rest of the year.
Hey,
they
Chuck,
were true to give me something that good, man. That ain't like this.
Chuck,
that ain't right.
Oh, God damn.
And
then they gave me my award looked just like the dick sucker with. Listen.
Wait a minute. Hold on, money. Go ahead, your award. They gave you what?
They gave Ken one, and his name was Big Sucker the Year Award. And I was next to him. What kind of shit was that?
Damn. Oh, shit. I got to go play the video now. God damn. You ain't tell me that money.
Lord,
they
much.
Cut the video off, Chuck.
Three, four, five.
No, motherfucker, I can get any video I want.
Hey, Big Mark, another thing. You ain't never left off your couch, bro. You got nerve to talk about somebody.
Oh, man.
Probably couldn't afford to slick on my car. Look, you probably couldn't afford to slick on my car. Talking crazy.
If I asked you
to goddamn it get a tune-up, you couldn't afford to tune-up on your own damn car. Let's go on my race car.
Oh,
damn.
Shit. Damn.
So, the rest of that
you
shit
know
don't
what,
mean
Eddie? I did think Preacher Boy won Grudge Race of the Year. I didn't know.
He said he talked to his peers, and the peers said no. It was Corona.
You got to be kidding.
Who won?
I said congratulations for you getting the award, man. I don't know what it was over. Congratulations. I said again, congratulations. now, if you taking that the wrong way,
hey.
Listen,
hold on, money. You know I've been drinking tonight, but I'm fucked up.
Nah,
so Who is the peers that didn't want Preacher Boy to win Clemens Race of the Year?
I don't know.
I'm fucked up now.
Hey, Chuck, I don't know. I don't know, Chuck, because I was shocked that they gave me one. I didn't know.
Yeah, because you ain't did shit, but you finally come out after 30 years. But I'm just saying, why didn't Preacher Boy win Grudge Race of the Year? I'm just fucked up on that.
I know.
Well, who won? Who won Grudge Race of the Year?
I have no idea. I have to play the video Sunday and find out.
Nobody.
Who won, Eddie? Nobody.
I don't think they had no Grudge Race of the Year. Nope.
Oh, shit.
I guess they
knocked your ass out for COVID.
Right. He was just saying that the track wasn't like it's supposed to be, so he was just really doing honorable mentions, you know, just to do something, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said.
Man, Ray Ford and everybody out there, you give him a fucking honorable mention. Oh.
Hey, man, just to keep things going, man, bring a little excitement.
I got you. But that's, you know, it is what it is. Ain't my motherfucking awards. I ain't got shit to do with it. I'm just voicing my drunken ass
thoughts.
You
ain't did shit to get an award.
Yeah.
They gave the cherry over rib tip of the year.
Oh, huh? Man.
No,
you say what?
Gave the
carryover
for Tricky
Tip
of the Year.
Oh, hell no. That's weak-ass Monte Carlo.
Tricky Tip of the Year.
Oh, get the fuck out, Steve. Don't fuck with me like that.
Come on, Steve. What you trying to say, Steve? Not the Turkey Tip of the Year.
Oh, Lord.
It's just... It shit ain't nowhere near that motherfucking jerk place on the 142nd.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man, I got to go watch the video, man. I missed the video. I got to go watch it. God damn.
It's cut short, Chuck. It ain't going to show every night.
Well, I'm just saying. That's why I'm asking, dog. That's why I'm asking. You know? I figured you being a Clarkson member would have all the info and put me up on that shit. But
here we go. Mark was there.
Y'all got some fucked up lines of communication. Damn, I ain't say that out loud, did I? My bad.
Hey, Mark, hey, Big Mark, you got any onion ring? You got an extra onion ring in your pocket?
Oh, man.
God damn.
I can see a platter of chicken wings, but I didn't have an onion ring.
That's fucked up. Yeah, it is what it is. Oh, man.
Let me get out of here before Chuck called my name again. He gone.
All right. He can go. Shit, I'm going in. Oh, it's only 10:30. I got a few minutes.
Yeah. I missed. What I missed?
Uh-oh. You ain't. Hey, you like Preacher Boy, you missed your award.
Hey, Chuck, you crazy, man. You want me to
let me say
that? Damn you, Chuck.
God damn.
Hey, did Rob get an award? Did Rob get an award?
Oh, shit. Hey, man, you must be wanting to go to court. Don't be mentioning Rob, man.
Oh, damn, I can't wait to talk to Rob.
He got the Duck in the Race of the Year award.
He got the what?
That's
the most ducking of a race of the year.
Oh, Rob did.
Defamation, y'all gonna all end up in court. Defamation, y'all gonna end up in court.
Well, the, hey, I tell you one thing. If we go into court, the judge ain't going to be bust down.
Hold on. Hey, Steve. Did he actually give Rob the most duck in his race of the year award?
Nah, he ain't down. Nah, he
ain't. Oh, okay. So that shit would have been funny as a fuck for me. God damn. I think that's a good motherfucking award. Damn.
Hey, oh, the pole climbing award.
Oh, yeah. Rob rolling poles, so.
Yeah.
God damn. That's funny.
He robbed and moved up now. He ain't got to climb no poles no more. He got a bucket.
Yeah.
I mean, he can hide better now.
That bucket ain't no good in the snow when you can't get in the alley. You got to climb no fucking poles.
Ain't no good in the rain either.
Yeah,
you're
right.
But they gave Rob a bucket because he ain't got no nitrous on his car. Oh, damn. That was funny, Steve. Yeah. All right, Ed, I better take my ass to bed, man.
Yeah, man. Them
motherfucking checks. Motherfucking
text hitting,
man.
I ain't get mad yet.
But don't worry about it. I know plenty of people got them. They hitting like a motherfucker.
Hey, man. The plant is short like a motherfucker. Hey, nobody coming. It's 2 weeks in a row. We got profit sharing last week and a regular check. They ain't coming to work. Hey, y'all some dumb.
Oh, man.
They getting that money.
Y'all got stimulus check and a check for work. Y'all ain't coming to work. Well, I'm still here.
Yeah, get that money, bro. That's all.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out after this. I hope it don't be too late for them, but they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Better get everything.
When I come to work on my off days. That time goes a time and a half, then the sweet double time.
Yeah. Get all you can get, goddammit.
Hey, this train don't last long.
That's right.
It's all based on the economy, you stupid.
Hey, Steve, that motherfucker Cap 18 a bad motherfucker, ain't it, man? That motherfucker Kamala Harris a bad bitch. And that bitch cute.
Oh, yeah.
That bitch cute get a motherfucker, too. Like that motherfucker. I like that motherfucker. I got paid. I got motherfucking paid. Spanking ass while he talking that shit. Always talking shit about a motherfucker. What a motherfucker ain't gonna do. What a motherfucker is. He got his cousin. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Drag race, man. I don't get all that. These people be worried about what somebody else is doing. One thing is drag race. That's the only thing I'm looking for. Drag race in the temple.
Hey, baby.
I'm listening to you, Uncle Chuck.
What's better, getting paid off yourself or somebody else?
Well, guess what? Paid is paid. I don't give a fuck.
Pay the same bill.
Motherfucking right, goddammit. That motherfucking bill, that motherfucking comment bill come in your house. Hey. What are you talking about?
Hey,
hell yeah, I'm
paying on somebody else's. Less stress on you. Huh? That's true.
I have my ass.
y'all talk to AJ Money, tell him I got a car I want to put in the shootout.
All right. Because I know he said when I called him, he was at work tonight. But he said what he'll do is, because he know your show is on Friday, he'll come on next Friday and be able to talk to you more about it and get more deep in detail.
About what, Money? About what?
A shootout. We try to put a shootout together, Leon.
Who is? Who is? He is. Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah, he trying to get a shootout together. He I think he's doing it.
We gonna get close. We gonna make it pop off.
I think he's doing
put some on top of the spot.
One system. Somebody with one system, and he's setting it up to where if you got a motor car that you think can run with a nitrous car, you can get in it too, something like that. Don't quote me on it, because I wasn't there for that. I got there late, so.
We know that.
Yeah.
So it's a motor and nitrous shootout?
Yep. That's what I
heard. Any kind of car? Any kind of car?
Chuck, you can't get in it, Chuck.
Yeah. You have to decide.
Leave me alone, Leon.
Yeah. I don't know for sure. I don't know the details, Chuck. So don't get me in line. I don't know the details.
Well,
no,
why not come on this show giving us positive details? You're doing about what?
I didn't come on the show and give no details. Big Eddie told me to call him so he could talk about it, and the man is at work. He couldn't talk.
Well, why did you start talking about it?
Because Big Eddie just told me to get him on the phone, and I told him I'd get him on the phone Friday.
You didn't have enough information, so you couldn't tell it off.
That's the reason why we said we'll get him on the phone next Friday.
Hey, Money.
Yeah.
Now, you know what's fucked up to me? I already know Clark's office having a problem with communication. What the fuck going on with the Pontiac boys?
hey, Chuck. This is not a Pontiac boys shootout. AJ is putting a shootout together. You didn't hear me say a Trans Am Club shootout.
At a clock
you didn't hear me?
Race? At a clock race?
It's going to be a Big Shams race. I don't know if the clock's going to be off or on, like I told you.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, did I hear you say they're going to put money on top of the pot?
No, I heard that was what Leon said. You know, Leon.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, okay. I was getting interested.
Hey, Chuck, clock's off. Say they're going to put the money on top of the pot. I forgot Eddie said that last week.
That was last year.
Who said that?
Big Sham.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, Chuck, you can get in. Chuck, you can get in.
Yeah, we can get in that shit. We can get some shit in there now.
Can we all?
They said no chassis cars, man. No chassis cars. It got to be speed.
Motherfucker, we got a whole bunch of fucking cars over here. We can always slide a moped in there. Fuck what you talking about.
I just don't want you going there trying to put scanner. I know that motherfucker run about the same, but it still won't.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, Chuck,
you ain't got no chassis car. You got a chassis. So that can get in. Chassis can get in.
Hey, man, I'll let them think what the fuck they want to.
their money up. Damn.
All I don't give a damn what you got. All I know you got a fucking up coming this year. I don't give a fuck what you got.
You say what now? My earpiece went dead. What you say?
Big ass ears.
Oh, okay.
You got, you can't hear? Fuck.
I thought you opened your fucking mouth.
I did.
What'd you say then? You
I
say
said,
it at once, you could say it
you
twice.
I'm saying it. Shut the fuck up. I said, I don't give a fuck if you got a chassis or a chastity belt car. We fucking you up this year. That's what I said.
No, y'all not. No, y'all not.
Off.
Y'all scared than a motherfucker.
Okay. Well,
that weak ass shit y'all
well,
got ain't going nowhere.
Well, now I know. Now I know.
I'm just waiting on y'all to say y'all going to be in Memphis with Mudbone 2.
I made a mistake. I made a mistake, man.
Are you
going to
be in Memphis with Mudbone 2? Yes or no?
Hell no. Ain't got to take
okay, well, shut the fuck up talking to me. I'll be in Memphis.
Whoop your ass right here.
Nah.
Taking that pig down there? Taking that pig down there?
I'll run more races in Memphis if y'all gonna race all year.
Memphis is
hello?
The home of barbecue.
I don't give a damn we only race. I don't give a damn we only race one race as long as it's fucking you up.
Yeah, but y'all too scared to race. That's the problem. Y'all keep talking about racing.
Keep talking, motherfucker.
I know y'all got some motherfucking stimulus checks over there, so y'all need to be forwarding them motherfucker over to a DP man. Huh? What?
I'm waiting on mine now.
Did you want me to loan you a stimulus check to race? I'll get somebody to loan y'all some money.
If it's just like the government, you ain't got to pay it back. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't get a stimulus check, so I don't give a fuck. But I'd get somebody to give y'all some money to race.
Well, help us out.
Now I gotta go to bed, man. I gotta work in the morning, man. These motherfucking stimulus checks hitting,
right,
man. I'd be working all day.
Right, yeah. Right,
oh, man.
Yeah, I got to go, Steve. I got to go, dog.
Oh, man, I'm going to get cut off. Oh, man.
Get call it loud as it is. They scary anyway. All right, man, I'll holler at y'all tomorrow, man. I got to go to bed.
Yes, sir.
Night-night. Yes, sir. They got images, but they ain't got no write-up on the man. Bobby Wildchild. All right, y'all. Well, it looks like everybody's involved now. I'm just looking at this little write-up right here. It say,
is Uncle Chuck still on the phone? Uncle Chuck. Yes, ma'am.
I think he's
on. Yes, ma'am. I wanted to ask a question. I really wanted to ask a serious question. Yeah, man, I wanted to ask a question. Like, when you sign your insurance papers for your car, or your life, do you supposed to have regulations to how you live it or what the fuck you can do with it or anything of that nature? I was just trying to figure it out. Like, so if you wreck your car or how the fuck you wreck it or another person wreck it, you still insure it, right? Because they got fine print. They got fine print. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. They got fine print that say you don't supposed to have another liable driver with not a license and stuff like that.
Well, if they got
if
a license, baby,
in your
car, you understand?
No.
If they
got a license. Listen to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this here. I'm saying that they got fine print.
All right.
So by you signing your name on the insurance policy, right, they can tell you what to do with your car, right? They can't tell you what to do with your life, right? People are smokers, people are drinkers, people are this and they that. But they still have an insurance policy, right?
Right.
So, inform me. I was trying to get informed to say the fine print. So they have restrictions on what I can do, so I don't have any type of obligations to say, well, I can't do what I want to do with my own personal shit, and I bought the shit, and then I'm insured by you. I'm assured by you that I can't do what I want to do. What I got, I have to have certain restrictions on your recognizance of having a policy about Allstate. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair, man, because you know we gonna all die, right?
Yeah.
They gonna say, well, we gonna all die.
Okay, man,
so
you talking about insurance policy. Life insurance, man.
Like whatever. I'm just saying insurance. Period. I'm just saying insurance. Period. You not listening. What I'm saying is this here. If they got a policy for you to sign the motherfucker, so you don't have, you just got to go by their restrictions. So you have to go by their restrictions. So it's not fair. So I'm paying, if I live to be a 999 years old, I'm still pissed. Come on, dude. That don't make... So I can't do what the fuck I want to do. With the policy I hold.
No, man, you can't go bungee jumping.
Damn. Bungee jumping. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve.
I don't know, man. Yeah, you bagging up, Steve.
Well, I'm going to the gate.
Oh.
If you going to the gate, put that sound on me. We won't hear you tear down the gate.
Oh, you got an apple pie.
Oh, man. You making all that money?
Oh.
You let me know you at work?
Hey.
Why don't you?
Hey. Okay. I could be going.
Too late. It's too late. That thing on. It's on vacation.
All right, Leon, you on. I go on mute.
No, you good, Steve. I just like to hear your voice. But I be shooting shots at people. I just go and hear their voice. Like that old rotten ass money.
Hey.
Bad, I can't stand his big old yellow ass. I need to just put him at the sign and burn him up. and he'll shut up.
Well, I know one thing. Somebody in trouble over here, the whole plant then went dark. Somebody hit a power line. Somebody hit a power line. Everybody outside.
That's going to be some good overtime, OT time then.
Yep.
That's all that is.
Y'all got to pay y'all light bills just like everybody else, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Hey, they outside right now, boys. All the electricians out there looking.
Shit, I got to pay my light bill. Y'all got to pay y'all too.
I mean, whatever it is, it's big because the whole parking lot, the whole building is black.
I can suck the heat down.
Oh, man.
That's got to be something with the city, though, because even the street lights are black on the block.
Y'all got any candles?
Oh, that's my line. That's the plant that gives us the park. Ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm in the main plant. That's one of the parks plants.
Oh.
Y'all should have a backup system about to cut on, though.
That's a parts plant. Hey, I know one thing. If they run out of stock at the main plant because of them, they charge them triple. Yeah. As long as it's going good, but you run us out, we're going to charge you triple. Yeah. I mean, one time they sent some bad beats to us, and they had to rework some cars. Man, they put us, that was during the Christmas break. We was on triple time for 2 weeks.
Okay,
that's $100 a day divided by 12 hours for down there by 60 people. Didn't pay the G a day. That was good bread there, boy.
Yeah, man. Well, y'all, we might as well get on up off of here, man.
That's security.
Hello. Ask for security. That ducks me.
Eddie.
Yeah.
You can still hear me? Hold on.
Yeah, you on my line, yeah.
Okay, no, that's the phone. No, I got a Bluetooth phone in the car. I hit the mute button, you still heard me.
Whoa.
Huh?
Yeah. He was around here when I took off about 5 minutes ago. He was right here. I didn't see him at the desk.
Y'all. I'm gonna say good night to y'all. hope to see y'all again next time.
Good night, Eddie.
Okay, brother. All right, y'all.
Yeah, they are. See your number. What the hell is this phone in there?